across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Hello, dear listeners. Ian Lee, Talk Radio. Literally nothing in the newspapers this evening whatsoever. So, I thought we'd talk about cats and cucumbers. Stick with me. I think I can make this work. Alan Caddick has resigned as not only first caller to the show, I saw over the weekend. According to Facebook, he's hooked up with a hot girl. Yes. So, that we may have no first caller of the night. 0844 499 1000. We call you back! 0844 499 1000. I'm Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. This is the news.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Like a killing a bee with a bazooka.
So it turns out, here's the thing I learnt today. Why am I now? I've had a Mr. Wrong control.
Hang on a bit.
Shut up. Why am I? Is that better? Why am I quiet? It's very quiet. I've got it facing me. It's facing me, but I'm very, very quiet in my ears. Very quiet in my ears. Pourquoi avec? Turn it round that way. Turn it round the other way. Is that better? Is that better? It still sounds quiet in my ears. I normally have it way, way, way. Anyway, as long as you can hear me at home, dear listener, that's the main thing. So the thing I've learnt to today is, first of all, don't pull out of a car park. Don't reverse from a parking space in an underground car park too quickly. Why? Well, you slam your car into a pillar. A pillar. So I slammed my car into the pillar. So basically, what I've done today is I have scraped and dented my car for no reason other than I was more speed, less haste. I was too hasty and not speedy fully enough. 08444991000. Basically, it's not a massive. It's not right. First of all, no one died. Okay, nobody died. But I was paid off. I was trying to get from central. I'd driven into central London. So and then I'd done a job that took ages, and so I was in a bad mood. And then I had to get from central London to Finsbury Park. Finsbury Park backwards, of course, is crappy rub sniff. That's a fact. And I tried to get out of the car park too quickly. And I kind of reversed, and I knew there was a bollard with a pillar next to me. I knew it. And as I tried to reverse out, I saw a car. I don't even know what I was thinking. I don't know what I was thinking. I should have come out straight and then turned once I got out. And I didn't. I started turning and I saw there was a car there. Wallop. Bash. Bang. Scrape. Well, no, so it's not the end of the world. So now it's probably going to cost me about £300-500. About £500 if I go to this place who's giving me a quote for £300 and then I get a hire car for a few days, right? Or Catherine has told me about these men that will come to your house and do it for you. That sounds suspicious. But it's one of those things. It's one of those things that it's not now that. Yes, I had trouble opening the passenger side door, but I managed to pull that bit out. I pulled that bit out. I had to get it and I fixed that bit. So it's what do they call it when it's just you can see it, but it is not damaging? Alan, what do they call it when you can see it, but it's not damaging?
A light scratch.
No, that's not it. Let's try Anna. Anna?
Hip, hip, hip.
What do they call it when you can see it, but it doesn't impact on your driving?
Oh, I've no idea.
All right, hang on a second. Let me try Jonathan. Jonathan?
Yeah.
What do they call it when you can see it, but it doesn't impact on your driving?
I wouldn't know. I don't drive.
Cosmetic. Thank you, whoever said that. It was me. It was cosmetic. So I could live with it. But do you know what the scrape... And I've got scrapes and bumps on the side of the car. This is kind of bigger than the rest. But you know what a scrape on the side... Here's the thing. I once interviewed, and I cannot remember his name, a Russian gentleman who invented Tetris. He invented the game Tetris, right? And we said to him, what was his name? Remember this is when we went to Seattle, linking back to a conversation we had Friday. It was in Seattle in his office. He was so delightful. Didn't make a penny from Tetris. Anyway, the Russian government owned Tetris. Did you know that? The Russian government owned Tetris because he invented it. And he was, anyway, I said to him, why do you think people like Tetris so much? And why is it so addictive? He said, because when you play it, you're clearing up your mistakes. And when you fail at the game, it's a screen of your mistakes and you want to try and make that right. And that's what I'm trying to say is the damage to my car, cosmetic as it may be, has a similar impact on me as the screen of Tetris. In that, it reminds me that I'm an idiot. Or, and here's a word that no one says anymore because it's not politically correct. Well, I'm going to start saying it. The W word, Wally. No, you don't get called a Wally anymore, you big Wally. Let me try it. Let me try it with, hang on a second. Let's try. Anna?
Yeah?
You big Wally.
Thank you.
There we go. So that's actually quite pleasing. Let me try it again. Alan?
Hip, hip, hip.
You massive Wally.
Takes one to know one.
There we go. Hey! Let's try one more. Hang on. Jonathan?
You're the Wally about Tetris.
Wow! That was more fun than it should have been. If you want to phone up, 08444991000. It's Monday, but the vibrations are growing. So, there's a mark on my car. I'm probably going to get done. I'm probably going to be down £500 that I can't really afford. But that is, I kind of have to get it done for me. Otherwise, it will drive me nuts. But the thing I learnt today when I was voicing another episode of Cats Make You Laugh Out Loud for Channel 5. I love that show so much because it's funny and I learn stuff. Here's the thing I learnt today, right? And you can check this out. You can go on YouTube and you can type in the words. Two words. Cats, cucumbers. Cats, cucumbers. Honestly, type that into YouTube and watch. It's insane. Cats are afraid of cucumbers.
They're absolutely afraid of cucumbers. It's the weirdest, weirdest thing. Is my computer off? Because it's gone quiet. I got it. There we go. I got it. I was playing music. That's what it was doing. That's what my computer is made to do, man. It's made to play 60s music, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you. So, cats are afraid. Did you know this, Anna?
Yes, I do know that. We've got two cats, and they don't like them at all.
Okay, hang on a second. Did you? I bet you knew that, didn't you, Jonathan?
About what?
Aha, who's the Wally now? Let's try Alan. Alan?
Yes, Ian.
Did you know that cats were afraid of cucumbers?
I did, and so do dogs.
And that's... Honestly, it's the funniest thing. If you've got a cat and a cucumber handy, it's not... Well, I mean, you're causing terror, but I'm going to try it on my cat. I haven't got a cucumber. I'll have to paint me Willy green. Oh, come on, guys. I haven't even got green paint. I could continue on with many jokes about my penis and my cat, but I'm not going to. You're Wally. You're Wally, Alan.
Like I say, it takes one to know one.
He's done that one. So, 0844-499-1000. What are we talking about this evening? We're talking about Tetris. We are talking about cosmetic damage to a car. We are talking about cats v. cucumbers. We're also talking about anything else you want, to be honest. We just lost 300 viewers on Periscope. That's fine. They were hoping, there were people going, is he going to be talking about Brexit? No. Is he going to be talking about Brexit? No. Why? It's boring! This flipping election over yet? Jeez, it's boring. The bloody football. So, football Brexit free zone, 0844-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. These are the issues of the day. Cats and cucumbers, cosmetic damage to cars, and whatever the third one was. You can also call in about other stuff as well. You know that, don't you? 0844-499-1000, the phone number. Jonathan, Hannah, Alan, stay there. Come to you after this.
Uncut after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation. Late night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Yes, Anna.
How are you today? Or shouldn't I ask that?
Hang on a minute. Would you mind just waiting there 1 second? Is that okay?
No.
Can you just wait there? Just wait there a second. Hang on. Jonathan?
Yes?
Would you mind just waiting there a second? Something just occurred to me.
I can wait all evening.
That's interesting. Thank you for that information. Alan?
Tim-bim-bim.
I thought you'd quit!
I'll have the weekend to think about it.
So for those who don't know, Alan, Alan Caddick tries to call in first, be the first caller every single night. Right? I'm explaining this partly because Ed isn't here. We've got Josh, who's a new person working with us, and we are...
Hello, Josh.
What?
Hello, Josh.
Okay. Josh.
Josh.
Joff.
J-O-S-H.
Say it.
Joshua.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Well... So I'm explaining kind of the show to him, and also, you know, any of the idiots that may have had electroconvulsive therapy over the weekend have forgotten everything. So Alan constantly tries to be the first caller of the night, and the last week or so he's not been the first caller of the night very often. In fact, he was second, then he was third, then I think he was sixth one night. It was awful. And then he phoned up on Friday and had a little hissy fit and told everyone that it was his ball and he was going to keep it and no one else could play with it, and you flounced off back to your mum's.
Not my retirement.
Yeah, you said you weren't going to call in anymore. Not even...
But then I had the weekend to think about it, and maybe it was sour grapes.
Yeah, it was sour grapes. Now, what's this, Alan, about you posting on Facebook you've got a hot new girlfriend?
No, that was a positive. I jumped the gun.
Oh, better than a shotgun wedding. So,
I'm single now.
Okay, well, that didn't last long.
12 hours.
Still? What's that Dean Martin song? I don't know if it is a Dean Martin song. It's better to... No, it's not a Dean Martin song. It's a saying. It's better to have knocked one out than to have never knocked one out at all. Is that it?
It's better to have loved than laughed than never to have loved at all.
It's better to have loved Josh than never to have loved at all. That's absolutely correct.
Hang on. This Josh, are you taking him from Ed?
Let's just say Ed is surplus to requirements.
So Ed's gone.
Josh, are you English? Are you British? He's British.
Is he in or is he out of Europe?
Well, we don't need to worry about that. All we need to know is we had a foreigner working here. Now we've got an English boy working here. I'm happy with them odds.
Yeah, well, the election's on Thursday, and we should know the results on Friday.
That's how it works. Yeah. Thank you for that. What's that? What's the penis guy? Who's the penis guy? John Penis. Penis Politics. The BBC politics guy is John Penis.
I thought it was Andrew Neil.
Well, Andrew Neil loves John Penis.
I thought it was Joe Coburn who likes that.
So, or Laura Koonsberg?
Oh, she's fit, isn't she?
Now, steady on. I can see why your relationship only lasted 12 hours.
I'm a bit of a ladies' man.
Did she play with your willy?
No, never even got that far. Never even had a snog.
I wonder why. Now, the thing is, Alan, it's great that you've had a rethink. Because as you know, I was heartbroken on Friday when you decided you weren't going to call us anymore.
Yeah, because I wanted to talk about the cable car on Friday.
Yeah, and I was heartbroken and I'm glad you've had a rethink and now you want to come back.
Yeah.
The thing is, Alan...
I'm not the first caller anymore.
I had a rethink over the weekend.
You're going to ban me, aren't you?
Well, ban is such a negative word.
Well, what is the positive word?
I don't know if there is a positive word. I don't know if there's a positive spin on this. It just got me thinking, Alan. Maybe I was right. Maybe this show isn't the right show for you.
Oh, but I enjoyed calling in.
Well, you didn't on Friday. And
I was having a bad day.
Yeah.
But
what's to say you won't have a bad day again?
No, I'm in the zone.
You're in the zone?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Alan. I'm a fair man. Like John Penis, I'm a fair man.
Yeah.
I like balance.
Yeah.
Why don't we put it to a listener vote?
Let's put it out there. I'm sure the people in Talk Radio listeners will support whatever decision that is made.
Well, do you set it up as a topic?
Should I call him a show or should I cut my losses?
0844 499 1000.
We call you back.
We'll let you know, Alan.
Thank you.
Ta-ta. It's cruel to be kind. Anna's on the line. Good evening, Anna.
Hello. How are you?
I got a bit of a headache.
Oh, dear.
I can feel it's going to be a strange show tonight for many reasons. Partly because it's a full moon. Partly because I've got a cob on because I damaged my car. Partly because it's a really busy week. Actually, do you know what? What month is this? Is it May? May? Is it May? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Right. What happened for a second? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Could you hear me then when I said what happened for a second?
No.
Wow.
What happened?
I didn't say anything then.
Oh, you're playing with me now.
No, I'm not playing with you now. But I've asked two questions that you've either ignored or...
I wouldn't ignore you, Ian.
Okay. What month are we in?
June.
Well, for the next 3 months, it's bloody busy. I'm now booked up officially until the weekend of August the 14th, 15th, I think. Every day is booked up. Not every day, but quite a lot of the days are booked up. And that makes my heart heavy, Anna. And I can't remember where I was going with that. But, okay, actually, let's start the voting system. Caddick, in or out? And this is not... No, let's not, because we'll get in trouble. Stay or go? No, we won't, because we'll get in trouble. This, can I just flag up before anybody? I'm not clever enough to have made a mock voting for Alan Caddick to stay or go from this show to in any way be associated with the Brexit campaign. So before anybody... Oh, geez, I've just realised we're now in a legal quagmire, but we have to go...
You've got to be careful with that
one. We have to go ahead with it, Anna, because we've started it. We must finish it. So this is not in any way linked with Brexit or I heard them say today... Bromanians. I heard them. It was Nick Ferrari. So this is in no way connected with that. So we got a thing of a question, Anna, that yeah. doesn't sound like it could in any way be construed to be about the European referendum.
Okay.
So Alan Caddick, tit or twit? No, that's too cold. Hang on a minute. Jonathan's a bright man. Jonathan?
Yeah.
How do we phrase the question about Alan Caddick so that it doesn't sound like it's in any way linked with the EU referendum?
Alan Caddick, hang up or hang?
Well, now, that's interesting. Very, very interesting.
That's a good one, actually.
Well, it's quite a good one. I've spotted one problem with it, in that one option is he hangs up and doesn't call again. The other option is we murder him. Now... As annoying as some might find him, Jonathan, I think murdering one of the callers might be a shade too much.
Yeah, he did used to play Test cricket for England.
OK. So before we even can do the... Alan Caddick... Caddick or Cadonk? No, that doesn't even mean anything, but I like it. It's on the start of something. I thought you'd be...
Caddick or Cadonk is good.
All right, yeah, Caddick or Cadonk. There we go. Caddick. I'll write this down. Or Cadonk. Yeah, we'll do that. Catherine, Cadu or Cadonk. No, that's too... Caddick or Cadonk. Right, but and what does Caddick mean?
Four.
Okay, so he stays, and Cadonk is he goes.
Yeah.
But not in any way linked with the EU referendum. Right? Good. Yeah. So, Anna, Caddick or Cadonk?
Caddick.
Jonathan, Caddick or Cadonk?
Donk.
You have to say Cadonk.
Cadonk.
There we go. Anna, what have you called in for?
Did you get your bum bum checked?
Oh, yes! Oh, here we go! So I went to the doctor's. There's another thing that happened. I went to the doctor's today to get my walnut milked. This is the term we came up with for last week. Josh is thinking, I wish I was back on TalkSport. We all will be one day, Josh, don't worry. This is where I was going to get my prostate checked because I'm a man of an age and there's nothing shameful about having a doctor sticking their finger up your anus and squeezing your walnut. Now, my normal doctor is away, so I just booked the first doctor they gave me, right? It was a woman, wasn't it?
Oh.
Flipping heck, it was a woman. And I thought, no. That makes it even better. Because, right, this is true, right? This is genuine, and I'm not being flippant, right? And we're gonna go above the waist in a little bit, but this is actually, we're running a campaign on Talk Radio now to getting prostate checked out, to beat prostate cancer. So, it's a thing. But there is a thing, and you'll know about this, Jonathan. If someone inserts a finger in a man's bottom, it can sometimes... from the outside, appear that you're enjoying yourself a little bit too much. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
I do.
Oh, right, well, you got it. OK, good. So I thought, right, well, if it's a woman and her finger goes in and that happens, well, then I can, you know, I can just say to her, you're fit. I don't know, but it would just be more appropriate. Anyway, I went in and I said, I want to get my prostate checked. And she went, you're too young. I went, oh. Yeah, she did. She says, normally about 50. You should. She could see that I suffered from anxiety. And she said, I don't want you, because if we do this one test, right, it's not a yes or no test. And it means you'd have to get other things tested. And I don't want you to get anxious and stuff like that. So wait 7 years, is what she said.
That is really odd because... Right, you know Ray, he called in.
Yeah.
He got his checked and he's 43. And
maybe she's trying to kill me. Maybe she wants to cadonk me. Mm. Oh, that's disappointing. Anna, thank you very much indeed. 0844-499-1000. Jonathan, stay there. Come to you after this.
Late night conversation. Wealth losing sleep over.
Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Jonathan.
Hello.
Hello, Jonathan. We can have the hang on a minute, because Josh hasn't worked on this show and I'm giving very strict instructions. We can have the music after the quarter past and the half past and the quarter to, but just not at the top of the hour. Thank you very much indeed. I know. You can badmouth me to the TalkSport boys, that's fine. Jonathan.
Hello.
Hello there. Oh wait, 444-499-1000, by the way.
Yeah, I'm already on.
No, I know, but you're the last caller we've got lined up. So it could be, and I've got three things written down in the papers, right? And do you want to hear the three stories that I got from the papers today that are worth talking about? Normally I have about 15 that you kind of spot, and I don't like doing the papers, but if there's a quiet period, a lull in the calls, you can just go, oh, well, page 12 of The Sun, they've got this. These are the three stories I've got, right? And normally I have about 15. The Mirror, page 15, there's a man doing a head transplant on a monkey.
Heard about that.
The Express on page 15 have listed some superstitions.
Mm.
And The Sun on page 3 have got a story about Rolf Harris stinking out the prison with his farts. And that's it. That's all I've got.
I've got a choice to talk about, but before that, I think we need to establish a baseline between you and I.
Okay.
Right. We need... If we're to continue, we need to be totally honest with each other, brutally honest.
You're a massive racist and a troll on Twitter. Is that what you're about to tell me?
No. This is my honest opinion of you. You're okay, you're harmless, you may be a bit wet, but you're not a problem. And I assume that you probably hate my guts. Now, what about you? What's your honest opinion of me?
I don't really have one.
Oh, come on. Look, please, just be honest. I've had a lot worse said to me today than anything you could say to me.
I think I've said literally the worst thing that you could have said to you, and that is, I don't really have an opinion on you.
Fair enough.
I don't think about you enough to warrant having an opinion about you, Jonathan.
Oh, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. We now know where we both stand.
Remind me where I stand again. I'm a bit wet, but I'm okay and I'm not a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. So come the revolution, I can sleep safely in my bed. I won't wake up with you stood with a pistol pointed at my head.
No, you're safe.
That's great. In that case, I don't mind being wet. I'm very happy to be wet.
Right. So I'll give you a choice.
Why did we do that, by the way?
What?
What we just did.
Because I need to know where I stand with you and you stand with me so that we can establish, you know, we've been talking for on and off for a little bit now, so we need to establish where we both stand.
But why do we need to establish where we both stand? I'm interested to know why. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I'm just curious as to why you think we do.
I like to talk about things that to the average person seem completely barking mad or beyond the pale.
Right.
But it's not that it's barking mad or beyond the pale. It's just that I see the world in a way that is counterintuitive to what most people experience.
Okay, but why did you? So, but why did we need to have that conversation just then? The first 3 minutes of that conversation.
Because you need to know that what my honest opinion is. That if I do say something that you can't comprehend or think is mad or bad or whatever, you can trust me to ensure that I won't get you into any trouble.
Well, you won't get me pregnant?
No, get you into trouble, you know, with Ofcom.
Well, you won't, because we've got a 14-second delay, And I'm a professional. By the way, 0844 499 1000. Otherwise, I could be talking to Jonathan for the next 2.5 hours because I know what I'm doing. I just think it's interesting, and part of me wonders if it would be useful if I heard. All right. I was listening to a really rubbish play on Radio 4. They've been quite good, the plays, recently. But I heard a really awful one today. Absolutely awful about this ghost in this house and this guy. And there were songs in it and this guy knocked down the house. Anyway, right. Craig, can you give us a call back? We didn't get your number. But there was one bit in it that I quite liked. At the end, when this couple were almost split up, then they decided not to split up, right? And they said, we should be really honest about ourselves. I don't like your friends, Steve and Helen. And he said, oh, I don't like those friends either. Let's get rid of them as our friends. And it kind of ties in slightly with what you started with, because it would be interesting and useful and time efficient if we could say to people that we don't like or we don't need or we don't want in our lives, I don't like you. I find you quite irritating. There's a great phrase from an American woman, Brené Brown: choose discomfort over resentment. And what that means is, instead of holding a resentment against someone and hating someone, and choose the discomfort of confronting them about it. I did it last week when I sent an email to some people that stitched me up. I did it once at the BBC with this guy who was a knob, and he hated me. And he was,
I do that all the time.
Yeah, and it was really uncomfortable. And I had to summon up the courage and I had to say to him, can we go and have a talk about this, please? And let's discuss it. I don't want to. Yeah, I would really like us to go and discuss this. So I just wonder if that might be a way of making life more bearable. I'll try it with the rest of the callers.
Yeah, as far as you and I are concerned, I'm satisfied.
Have I satisfied you?
I'm glad you brought up Radio 4, though, because I wanted to make an analogy.
Okay.
Okay. Twitter is a bit like the Archers, in that some people are Rob Titchener and other people are Helen Archer. And these Rob Titchener types go after the Helen Archer types with all sorts of abuse, lies, deceits, and just basically prod into a negative reaction.
Yeah.
And when the Helen Archers of the internet are sick and tired of this abuse, they lash out at their tormentor. But in the eyes of the media and the law, it's the Rob Titcheners who are the innocent victims, and the Helen Archers who retaliated are the guilty.
Are you sure you want to do? Let's just. Are you sure you want to do this?
What I'm saying is.
Okay, sure. Okay.
Yeah. What I'm saying is.
Sure. Yep.
The people who.
Which one are you? Are you Rob Titchener or Helen Archer?
I like to think of myself as Batman. I'm sort of like a Twitter vigilante, so to speak. I keep the Rob Titcheners in line.
All right, we're going to do it. OK. I have actually been thinking about you this weekend, and you do have... I don't really think a lot about you, but I was thinking this weekend because I briefly said something last week that... I didn't really follow through with, and I was thinking about it this weekend as to whether it makes a difference or not. And it does in this instance because you brought it up. But I have people who call this show who are very pleasant on the show, and yet I know for a fact that their Twitter feeds are full of vitriol, bile and hatred. And I was wondering over the weekend, should it make a difference to the way I interact with the person on the telephone, on the show, if they're pleasant to me and pleasant to the callers, but I know X, Y and Z? I know that they've said X, Y and Z, right? And I thought about this a bit. I thought it was quite an interesting thing. And I came to the conclusion that no... Hello? That no,
yeah.
It should not... If they come on the show and they're pleasant to me and they're pleasant to the callers and they make interesting points, then what they've said on Twitter, X, Y, and Z, is irrelevant. But you've just brought X, Y, and Z into the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm scum now.
Well, your Twitter feed is full of vitriol, bile, and hatred. And it's a thoroughly unpleasant read. And I just wondered, the politics of Remain and Brexit to one side, right? You're obviously a Brexiteer, and that's fine, right? But I just wondered, are you aware of how mean-spirited, and that's putting it mildly, some of your tweets are?
I am aware.
So
thing is, Ian, you're not the intended audience.
Well, no,
I would
no,
never
no. But
recommend
I'm...
my Twitter feed.
No.
To children.
No, no. But Twitter
or
is a public.
Friends or family.
As any.
As any
legal or compliance team will tell you, Twitter is a public forum.
Yeah.
It's a public forum.
Yeah.
So
it is. It's
there's
a
tweet
area.
Here. I don't even know if I can read it.
I don't want you to read.
Well, I know you don't, but. I'm looking at a tweet that you sent 6 hours ago, right? And
it was probably to another Twitter troll.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was just a tweet that you sent. It wasn't sent to anyone. And I wouldn't have brought this up, but you've brought this up. You brought your Twitter account into it. So I kind of have to. Kath, I'm going to read a tweet. I want you to hover over the dump button. If you think it should be dumped, then that's your call, OK? It's not bad language, but it's tasteless. And I want you to decide. And if you dump it, let me know, OK? Just so I can tell the listener what has happened. And let me finish the tweet before you dump it so that none of it... OK. I feel really uncomfortable reading this, but I'm going to read it, OK? So we dumped that. OK, we decided to dump that. So you'd have heard it on Periscope. Bruce would have heard it, and it was a thoroughly unpleasant tweet, Jonathan. Legally, well done. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Of course. So why did you tweet that?
I tell you why I tweeted that. I tweeted that because I didn't like the truth being obscured by a cult of martyrdom. I tweeted what I tweeted because it's the truth.
No. And the thing is, and Catherine's right. The charges have been made, so we have to be careful how we tread around kind of part of that sentence. But yeah. It's just really, really mean. Even on no other level, if you look at forget all the other levels, it's just really mean-spirited. A mum's been killed, man. A mum has been killed. She's got two little kiddies, and you're tweeting poison about her.
I know what her kids are going through.
No, you don't, mate. You don't have a clue.
I do, actually, well, because I've thought of nothing else this past weekend
you
about
literally,
those four kids.
You literally have no idea what her kids are going through.
I can tell you. I know what they're going through.
They have lost one of the two.
I'm
not going to let
you love them,
Jonathan,
unconditionally.
I'm not going to let you speak on behalf of those poor children, okay? Because you haven't got a clue what they're going through. Supposing they saw that. Supposing her husband sees that. How's that going to make them feel?
This is the problem. This is the problem. People care more about feelings than reasoning.
But the thing is, that what you've said there makes no point. It makes no point. It's just mean. And that's me being really mild. It's just mean-spirited.
I'm not going to apologise for it. I've made a valid point. I'm not glorifying
I don't know
in anyone's...
what the point is. And you're making a cheap... You're trying to score a cheap point in what is a really sad story. A mum got killed at work.
Yeah, I know a mum got killed. Plenty of mums get killed.
Yeah, I know. It's sad, isn't it? It's heartbreaking.
It is. But I know stuff that I won't get into that... about this victim, that actually sickens me. It absolutely sickens me.
And I don't like this whitewashing. When I die, I don't want people to whitewash my reputation. I want people to be brutally honest about the kind of human being I was. Because I don't want to lie to myself.
Do
I don't want
you, listen, we've got to go, I'm late,
to lie about me.
I'm late for a break. I mean, why are you tweeting pictures of Adolf Hitler as well? And
that was a joke at
good joke. Fair play. We're back on solid ground. A good joke with a picture of Hitler. All right, nice one. And talking about Muslim child rapists and things like that. It's just listen. I am very happy, Jonathan, for you to call up and talk about stuff. And you know, but if you call up and you talk about that stuff that you've tweeted and those views, I will challenge you and I will beat you easily. Because those views are based on those views are based on prejudice and are based on poison and are not based on fact and have no humanity about them. And also, by tweeting stuff like that, you could jeopardise the legal trial. You know that, don't you?
I don't think it would jeopardise
the
legal trial.
It could. If enough people tweeted what you tweeted, that could jeopardise the trial. A really good lawyer could, with any case, a really good lawyer could go into court and say, well, the defendant, Your Honour, the prosecutor, is all over Twitter. He'll never get a fair trial in front of a jury. That's a fact.
He's not going to get a fair trial
But any decent lawyer could go in, if there are enough tweets about someone who is accused of committing a crime, and say that this person won't get a fair trial, and the case will get thrown out. It's happened, mate. It's happened. Jonathan, I've got to go. 0844 499 1000.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Bruce is on the line. Good evening, Bruce.
Well, hip, hip, hip.
Kadik or Kadonk?
It's a very tough one, but I think Kadik.
Okay, Kadik. It's 2-1 to the Kadiks. What you got for us, Bruce?
That was a tough one. It's almost tougher than the vote that we're supposed to be having this week, which we're not going to discuss anymore.
It's this week, isn't it? It's Thursday, isn't it? I must try and find my voting card.
I don't think you need to now, because...
What the hell?
I know when I went to vote for the local elections a few weeks ago, that it said on my card that you don't need to bring it because you're on the list. Yeah.
The thing is, I can't wait for this to be over, right? Can't wait for it to be over. But you know it's going to drag on for another 6 months, whatever the outcome. Whichever way it goes, we're going to get another 6 months of this.
Yeah, and this is the thing, I don't really want to go into this, but... this is a thing which I'm loving reading about at the moment, is people thinking whatever happens on Friday, things will happen immediately.
Yeah.
And it's like, we could be looking, whatever way it goes, we could be looking at 2 years, up to 2 years or anything.
Oh, it's going to drag on and on and on. And the losing side, if it's really close, right, the losing side are going, that's not fair, we want to do it again. And the winning side go, we can't do it again, we've done it and we won it. And it'll just... Don't care.
Pretty much.
Don't care.
Do you know what? I didn't really phone up for anything in particular.
Good, that's what the show is.
I just listened to the show. But that idiot before me.
Yeah. Now, listen, just have to say, Bruce, Kath was right, actually.
It's my opinion.
No. I made a basic error. I shouldn't have read it out because, of course, it alludes to a court case. And that was silly of me. So I'm glad we dumped it.
No.
But you heard it. Only the Periscopers and you heard it. So the listener didn't. So we just have to be careful how we tread around that.
Don't worry, I'm not going to bring it up because it doesn't need to be drawn any more attention to, nor would telling people who he actually is to find out for themselves, because it doesn't need that. But what I don't understand when somebody... You know what? We have a right to be free and to say things that we want to do, but you cannot turn around and say... Well, I'm saying things in a public domain as well. I'm saying things and I'm not aiming at certain people. As soon as you put something into a public domain, everybody can see it. So the fact that you may not want... If you've got mad ramblings that you don't want certain people to see...
Yeah.
Keep them private.
Twitter is a public forum. Legally, it is. You're publishing it. It's being published like you publish a magazine or produce a radio show. You are publishing it.
Yeah, that's it. And sometimes it can work in your favour and sometimes it can't.
I had a great argument with a guy today, right? I don't know if you follow me on Twitter, at Ian Lee. This guy was going, and I fair play, I had 20 minutes to kill, so I was enjoying it. This guy said, you really annoy me, Ian. You talk about bullshine all the time, but yet that's all you talk. He said, how can you dismiss intelligent people that have seen ghosts and have got the evidence, how can you call them liars? Did you see this?
I saw that. I saw
and
it.
And I said to him, show me the evidence.
Did you find it? Because
no.
I know that there was quite a long video that he sent.
He sent me a 42-minute video, and I said, right, tell me which point of this video is the evidence that ghosts exist. And he didn't. And then he sent me another video of evidence that was Derek Acora. So...
What, you mean Derek Fanny Loves Dick Acora?
it's Mary Loves Dick. I've got the Mary Loves clip, because he said, I've lost it, I can't find it. He sent me a clip, and I said, well, he said, listen to this. And I said, oh, no, here we go. I said, no, fella, you get a load of this. Hang on, here we go.
Mary Loves Dick.
Okay. Mary Loves Dick. And it was just such a wonderfully inept trolling from this guy. That he's one of those. Listen, his argument was nonsense, right? And I was never going to win because he would never accept that an American television program is not evidence of ghosts. You know, people saying, "Oh, and I felt a chill down my spine, and it felt spooky." That's not evidence that ghosts exist.
That's evidence that there's a cold breeze in the room. Someone's turned a fan on.
Yeah, exactly.
The air conditioning has been cranked down a couple of degrees. Yeah, that's all that is.
Yeah, exactly. So good luck to that gentleman. But I enjoyed that. And if all trolls were as inept as that gentleman, then the world would be a better place. God, you do sound rough. I can hear you breathing funny.
Yeah, I'm just a bit bunged up, unfortunately.
Can I tell you what I found that works for me? Right, I've got a real problem. My right nostril is just constantly blocked up. I don't know what it is, right?
But yeah.
Those strips that you put over your nose, have you seen them?
You know what? I use them at night. Well, not now.
Yeah.
But when I go to bed, I use them when I go to bed, because the problem is that it's a little bit funny to be wearing them in public, unless you're playing football.
Yeah,
so
of course, yeah.
I try not to, but yes, you're absolutely right. They are pretty good, actually. And they definitely make it easier. But yeah, I've just got... You know what? It's quite funny. What I was going to speak to you about, actually, saying I had nothing, was... I know you've been trying to lose a bit of weight recently.
Yes, it started properly
today. I did the same thing. Good stuff. Well, I did a little bit last week, and what I do is I do a kind of juice diet. No, it is a juice diet. And I normally just do it for a few days. People do it as a lifestyle thing, but I can't do it for that long. But I find what I by doing it, because I eat so much more fruit and veg during it, is that when I come off it, that's what I crave, rather than crave the horrible stuff that I normally do, like crisps and sweets and all those kind of great stuff, aren't they? But since coming off it, so I did it for about 5 days, lost about 6 pounds, and I've not craved it since.
I bought. I went to Robert Daesh, not Daesh, Dias. That's how they're going to get in. Under, they're going to pretend to be Robert Daesh stores, but really called Robert Daesh, and then boy, we're in trouble. So I went to Robert Daesh and I bought bathroom scales for the first time ever, right? I've not stood on bathroom scales since I was about 14, lived at my mum's house. And I bought some bathroom scales. I set them to stone. I still measure myself in stone.
Same as me, sir.
And last time I weighed myself, I was 14 stone. 15 stone 7 yesterday. 15 stone 7. Flipping heck.
Yeah, but you're quite tall, though, aren't you?
But I've got massive belly and massive man boobs now. That's not... It's horrible. It's horrible. You know, I was really skinny. Then I kind of got to a good weight for a few years. And then I've got fat. It's partly because of the medication, but it's just... It's bad news, man. And so it starts today. I've been eating healthier. I've been drinking a lot of water. I've nearly done 2 litres of water today, which is good. I'm going to go for a run tomorrow. I'm doing one of those couch to 5K apps.
Oh,
so I'm going to get a bit of running in. It's partly chemical. It's partly the meds I'm on. They metabolise sugar in a really weird way, so it's going to be tricky. But I'm going to do it, man. I want to get down to 15 stone, and then let's see where we are. So £7.
Like I say,
£7.
What? That's what I mean. Like, the thing is, you've got to be sensible. Whenever you do any kind of diet, do it in stages. Don't go, my wife did it. My wife!
No.
She did that once. She said, like, she wanted to lose about 2 stone. And I said, if you lose 2 stone, you'll look like a lollipop.
Yeah.
You've got to, like, do it gradually.
With
and, you know, if you want to lose a bit more.
Do you remember? I don't do looking back, but my boys had lollies the other day. And yeah. I looked to see if there was a joke. Of course, there wasn't a joke on there. And they said, what do you want the sticks for, Daddy? I said, look, cause I was going to see if there's a... In the olden days, they used to put jokes on lolly sticks. Don't do that anymore. Flipping it. Come on, guys. Pull your finger out.
You know what? It's just another, you know... This could be, I don't know if it's got anything to do with the EU, but it's just another example of cost-cutting, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Yes, it is. Walls and lions made, you lazy, tight gits. Put some bloody jokes on the joke sticks.
Damn right.
My boy broke his, let me rephrase that. My boy fractured his foot yesterday.
On Father's Day?
Yeah, on Father's Day.
Father's Day was.
It was
obviously not very good.
Well, he fractured his foot. He fell off a climbing frame and he was in a lot of pain. He couldn't. I thought he just bruised it. And my wife took him to the hospital today. He's fractured his blooming foot, poor little monkey. He's got a special shoe now. There's nothing they can do with fractures. They've just got to leave it.
Well, that's, because I actually had a similar injury when I... no, it's not similar. Relatively. I had a football injury where my hand came into contact with someone's foot.
Uh-oh.
And I was in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And my parents went, no, you don't need to go to hospital for that. Just strap it together. After about 4 days, we removed the tape that was holding my fingers together. And my fingers have been wonky ever since.
Oh, man alive. Yeah. Well, listen, Bruce, I've got to go because I'm coming up to a break. Thank you, mate. I appreciate your call. Hope you feel better soon. 0844 499 1000. Nigel, stay there. We're going to come to you after the news, so you get a full crack on the whip. Now is an excellent time to give us a call. You'll speak to Catherine. We'll get Catherine in the studio at some point because we had loads of fanboys going, with Catherine going to come in this year? With Catherine? Because we want to look at her on Periscope. You perverts. You're all perverts, a lot of you. I don't even know why I bother doing this. I'm good looking as well.
Talk Radio.
So, this is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. People watching on Periscope, people listening on DAB, on their smartphones. Loads of people suggesting stuff to talk about on Twitter. That's great, but why don't you call up and suggest it on air? That would be even better. 0844 499 1000. Nigel, stay there. You'll be the first caller straight after the news.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me. Down the road, it's where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I'll want to settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. Down this road that never seems to end. When new adventure lies just around the bend. So if you want to join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel life that's hobo style. Maybe tomorrow I'll want to settle down. Until tomorrow the whole world is my home. So if you want to join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel life that's hobo style. Tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. Maybe tomorrow, I'll want to settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. There's a world, it's waiting to unfold. A brand new tale, no one has ever told. We've journeyed far, but you know it won't be long. We're almost there, and we've paid our fare with a hobo song. Maybe tomorrow, I'll want to settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. So if you want.
until tomorrow.
Yes, you know.
I'm free to roll.
Evening, Ian Lee, Talk Radio, 0844 499 1000. We call you back now. Between now and 12, we'll call you back. After that, things change a little bit. But let's... Nigel's been waiting for ages. Sorry to keep you waiting, Nigel. What have you got for us?
Well, life's a bit like a pubic hair on toilet seat. Sooner or later, you're bound to get pissed off. Boom, boom.
OK.
You need a trim, by the way.
Are we still talking about pubic hairs?
No.
We're talking about beards.
We are.
No, it's going. I'm going full on Grizzly Adams.
Really?
Yep.
I think the shorter one suits you more, but go for it.
I'm going for it because I don't need to cut it at the moment. I haven't got any TV work coming up, or the work I have got on TV, I can have a big bushy beard. I'm doing the radio. I'm enjoying just seeing where it goes. The big one isn't going to stay there forever. I think I'm going to have a beard at least for the rest of this year. A whole year. My year with beard will be the title of my next autobiography. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it, big. Big, man. Big. I've never had it before. It's great. Loving it.
Great. Are we still doing the kadonk?
Kadik or kadonk?
Kadonk.
Kadonk. It's too all. It's too all. It's very tight. Anyway, what you got for us?
That's it, really. I'm just absolutely lost words after that last call.
Thank you very much indeed. There we go. That's 30 minutes waiting to do a terrible joke. I mean, really. Craig.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening, Craig. It's quite a reserved show this evening, isn't it?
Yeah, I won 50 quid on Wales, but I can't talk to you about football.
Well, I mean, they trumped, I know this much, they trumped Russia 3-0, yeah. And England didn't do very well, and that's all I know, and I just have no... I tell you what I like about football, is my mate Scott and Danny Baker's tweets about football, because they're funny, because I would pay top dollar to see Scott Balcony and Danny Baker doing the commentary on the football, because it would be hilarious. Because it's full of swears. It's full of calling people I've never heard of muppets and idiots and slackers. And both of them slag off Glenn Hoddle. That, for me, would make football entertaining.
Yes.
But instead you get these blokes going... Well, yeah, you know, it's a good... Well, you know the clichéd football commentators. Get Scott and Danny Baker on there, I'll watch a football game.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I had a thing happen today that could either be a ghost or something, a car breaking, like your car broke. I turned the telly on.
Yeah.
And the volume went up to 100.
Hey.
Unplugged it. Plugged it back in, turned it down again, kept going up and down, up and down. Took the batteries out of the remote. Took the batteries out of the Sky remote. Still the same. Thought, oh, great, I've got a busted telly or a poltergeist.
Yeah.
Left it all day. Then I worked out, you know how you work things out. If I pressed the volume up button once instead of keeping it going up,
yeah,
it would go up once. So I thought, oh, I fixed the telly.
Yeah.
Then I put my open box on, which is like an Android Skybox.
Right, yeah.
And the channels went mad on that.
Hey, flipping heck.
So, like, it's obviously not the telly, so I'm pleased that my £500 telly's all right. But I'm going, well, what's going on in this room? So I opened up the remote control.
Yes.
And a battery had leaked.
A leaky battery, you say?
And it must have got on the circuit board.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the Sky... You know, the telly remote was fine, boring. But this other battery...
Why are you telling me this? Yes.
Well, it just happened to me today, and I was like...
But you don't have to tell me everything that's just happened to you today if it's incredibly dull.
But I wondered how remotes work, because, like, one doesn't affect the other thing unless you've got two similar makes of telly.
Frequencies.
But this one decided, I'm not going to do what my job is, I'm going to affect my telly, the telly in the room, and make me think I've lost 500 quid telly going on here.
You keep saying 500 quid telly.
Yeah.
That's quite a cheap telly.
Yeah, but I haven't got 500 quid to spend on a telly.
Well, I haven't got 500 quid to spend on getting my car fixed, but I'm going to have to, otherwise I'm going to feel anxious.
And on Sunday, my exhaust fell off, so I sound like a tank, and I got to get that fixed too.
There's Catherine has told me that there is that you can. Well, I've seen them. I've registered with them. Right, some gentlemen will come to your house and look at the car and can fix it there and then if it's scraped and dented.
Yeah, they use all sorts of like they used to be like they put a big like sucker on it. And
oh
put it
yeah,
out.
They'd suck your car off, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but they've even got things now.
Some people do that, perverts. In like, wasn't there a bloke who sucked a car off recently?
Oh, there's all sorts.
Oh, he penetrated the exhaust.
Yeah, and like there's people do it to tractors.
People,
as well.
There was a fella the other day, who had done it to a pillar box.
A tall bloke.
Well, I don't know if he... I think he was just like kind of like a dog humps your leg. I think he was humping a pillar box, I'm sure. And he had everything out and was trying to do it.
The mind boggles
The mind what?
Boggles.
The mind bodwells.
Physics of it is horrible.
I nearly said a really horrible schoolboy phrase then. Although, actually, do you remember, Catherine, there was an idiot who used to work at a local newspaper who didn't like me. And he started a campaign that I was a racist. Silly Asian man. I don't know if he was Asian. That was a joke. which I'll get in trouble for. And he printed a story, any holes of gold. Do you remember that? That was a headline for one of his stories. Any holes of gold? I thought, you can't say that. Anyway, that's what I was going to say about cars.
Yeah.
For the first time in the relatively useful point of the show, I remember what the show was going to be about today. I've just remembered. I saw the best film at the weekend. I saw it last night. Oh, I've remembered it. I never remember until the end of the show. I saw the best documentary I've seen in ages. You know I love my documentaries, Craig?
Yes, yes.
Netflix, right? I saw this wicked film. If anyone has seen this, call me up. I'm doing the moves. 0844-499-1000. I saw a film called Kung Fu Elliot. Have you heard of it?
No, I have not.
Oh, mate, it's brilliant. I don't want to spoil it, because I want everybody... I'm trying to get the guy who made it to come on the show. I say trying, I sent him a tweet. I want everyone to watch this. Kung Fu Elliot, right? It's I watched it because I did that thing where I started about three or four films, including Slapshot, the Paul Newman film, which I saw when I was a kid and loved. And this was like the fourth film, and I thought, I've got to stick with this. I can't start another film. It's getting too late. And it's about this Canadian karate man, right? He's a karate man, and he's won loads of karate tournaments, right? And he makes his own martial art films, right? Him and his wife film them, but they haven't got a video camera, and they haven't got a decent camera. They've got, you know, those little, are they Ixus? Those little cameras, like a camera you take on holiday with you.
Right, records video.
Yeah, but he films it all on that. It's worse quality than your mobile phone, right? And he makes these films, right? And he talks about how he goes and stands outside supermarkets and he's sold 10,000 films, 10,000 copies, and the first film won loads of awards for independent cinema and stuff like that, right? But can we... I tell you what we're going to... I really want to talk about it, but I don't want to spoil it, because it starts off being a lovely film about this kind of slightly inept guy who's caught up in this dream world, and then an hour into it, it becomes an entirely different film altogether. It just goes nuts.
Excellent. I will look at that.
This is what we're going to do, right? This is your homework this week. Remind me, Catherine, on Friday, we're going to... it's going to be like book club, right? But it's film club. This is what we do. Friday, it's film club, right? Friday, we're going to talk about Kung Fu Elliot. I'm going to try really hard to try and get the guy that made it on. I know we've got a guest. Who have we got on Friday? Is it Limmy, or is it Gilbert O'Sullivan, or is it Miranda Sawyer? We've got one of those. It's Gilbert. Limmy's coming on Friday. Doesn't matter. All right, we can work it around, Limmy. We can have two guests if I can get hold of this guy. This is what we'll do. Right, Friday, Craig. Well, you and me, we're hosting Kung Fu Elliot Film Night, OK?
OK, right.
And we're going to talk about the film, and people can call in and talk about the film as well.
Right.
Does that sound like a date?
Sounds like a date.
Craig, thank you very much indeed. So your homework, dear listener, Tris, Carl, Gatford, stay there, 0844 499 1000. Limmy's coming on Friday. Brilliant. Your homework, dear listener, is to watch Kung Fu Elliot. It's on Netflix. We'll talk about it Friday. OK? Thank you.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I'm just I'm reading up about Kung Fu Elliot. I found the. I think I can probably get the director to come on Friday. I'll do my darndest. Your homework, dear listener. What joyous homework! And the thing is, right, Kung Fu Elliot on Netflix. It's got one star, and those stars come from the people that watch the film on Netflix. Right? Is that right? Can we do, is this how it works? Because I've given it five stars. Can you all watch it and all give it five stars? Because it's brilliant, right? Whoever watched it on, it's not really Netflix fodder. It's not chilling Netflix. Chill and Netflix. Netflix and chill. No, I want to chill first, then I want to watch Netflix. Then I want to eat. It's not really that kind of fodder, right? It is such a good film. And I kind of ruined it for Kath because I told her what the ending was straight away. I don't want to ruin it for you. There are so many twists and turns. It's an absolute delight. Triss is on the line. Good evening, Triss.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, 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 Triss. Kadik or Kadonk?
Oh, Kadik, I suppose.
Okay, well, fair play. You don't have to, but it's 3-2 to Kadik.
Yeah, there you go, and you, I suppose.
Yeah, you don't have to.
No, well, loyalty and all that.
Well, you don't have to be loyal.
To the brethren.
Oh, OK. Are you saying you wanted to stay just because he's a man?
No. Oh, is he? I don't know.
No one quite knows.
No. I don't know how I'm going to follow a call about a battery and a remote control.
Well, I mean, it wasn't one of Craig's greatest moments, no.
And my telly was only about £300, so I feel...
My telly, right, I bought it 8 years ago. It was a big 42-inch, which was big 8 years ago. £1,400.
Oh.
I wonder how much it costs now. Let me Google. Acuos. It's an Acuos. Anyway, let's have a little look. See if I've made money or if I've lost money.
I can sort of guess where this is going to go, but we'll play it out.
Sharp Acuos 42-inch full HD LED TV. We're going to go to Tesco.com. I paid £1,400 for it 8 years ago. Has it gone up? Has it gone down? Or has it stayed the same? Let's find out. Oh, they haven't got any in stock. And because they haven't got any in stock, they decided not to put the price on. You absolute melts. Why would you not put the price on it, you plums?
Bang it on eBay and see what you get for it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Do a little sign the screen.
I think that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what I'm going to do. Anyway, Triss, what you got for us, boss? While I'm talking to you, I'm emailing the director of Kung Fu Elliot.
OK. I'll give that a watch. I've got Netflix, so I'll have a little shifty at that. But
yeah,
I tend to only watch films in like 15-minute bursts, and I fall asleep.
It's a good one. And stick with it. Stick with it, right? Because it takes an hour before it twists, and you go, "I did not see that coming." Well, maybe you will. But anyway.
All right. I was going to talk to you about the Kinks.
Oh yeah, go on.
Yeah, I read this little article in Record Collector the other day, and it's about the Kinks 70s and 80s catalogue.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Forgotten and ignored.
Unless
you're a hardcore fan, I mean, it was saying that a lot of full-on Kinks fans see the Kinks as a 70s band, which...
Well, in America, in the thing, right, because they never really made it in America in the 60s, right, because they went over there in about 64, and Ray or Dave walloped someone on a TV set, and they were banned from playing in the States and for 5 years, until about 1969.
Okay.
And so when they kind of, their star waned here in the late 60s, the band got lifted, they went to the States, and they kind of reinvented themselves... and made loads of albums that were huge in the States, but never really did anything over here.
They've got some dubious covers, though, in the 70s, isn't they? Record covers.
They've got that. Some of the albums were a little bit stinky.
Yeah, well, because I mean, I've got all the albums up to Percy. I reckon that was, 1970?
Percy's good. Percy's a good album. It's the soundtrack to a film about penis transplant.
Yeah, oh, it's fantastic. From a fantastic album.
What's the song on there? God's Children. That is one of the best. God's Children by the Kinks is one of the best Kinks songs that you have never. Indulge me for 2 seconds. Hang on a minute. Let's have a little bit of God's Children. Listen to this.
Man made the buildings that reach for the sky. And man made the motor car and learned how to drive. But he didn't make the flowers and he didn't make the trees. And he didn't make you and he didn't make me. And he's got no right to turn us in.
Come on, man, that's a song.
Oh, it's a glorious LP, and Village Green.
The greatest Kinks album is Arthur.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favourite. I love that. She's wearing a hat just like... She's bought a hat just like Princess Marina. It's wonderful.
Anyway, I thought I'd make use of my Amazon Prime subscription.
Yes, sir.
And I got 3 of their 70s albums, which I've never heard before. And like I said, I wouldn't say they're one of my favourite bands, but like I've got their entire 60s catalogue.
Yeah.
And I'm fairly familiar with it. And so I got Muswell Hill Billies.
Beautiful album.
Which I thought was brilliant.
That's
was
a great
really
record.
Surprised.
It's their I think it's their last classic album. It's beautiful. Alcohol, what a great song.
Alcohol and the title track's brilliant as well.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's a brilliant album.
Absolutely
brilliant album.
Yeah. And then I moved on to Preservation Act One.
That's terrible.
Again, really? Oh. I thought that was great.
Act One and Two, I can't listen to it. I think it's terrible.
Act One, was, and then driving up to London today, Act Two, I recoiled in horror. It's desperately camp and all the spoken word stuff. What's all that about?
Yeah, I thought they were sinking. I tell you a really good album that I really like and no one else likes. I'm looking at it now, it gets 2 stars on AllMusic. Schoolboy's in Disgrace.
Okay. What year is that from?
That is 1975.
Okay.
And it's a concept album about being at school.
Yeah, but they seem to like the concept albums in this period, don't they?
Yeah.
But, I'm a bit geeky and I have to sort of listen to music chronologically because I try and sort of have the experiences as people would have had it in the day, you know?
Tris, listen, I'm going to move on, but I could talk all night. But at the top of the hour, I'll play a song from Schoolboys in Disgrace.
Okay, mate.
Which I think is an absolute corker. Thank you, mate. 0844 499 1000. Gatford!
Hello?
Any old Gatford. You look sweet, talk about me. You look dapper from your nappy TV. Where you come this old and so bad, old bad times are home. And old Gatford. Stick it up your family. Bum, bum.
Lovely. Cass says I sound more manly this evening. Is that something you concur with?
No. She's just feeling horny.
Oh, fair enough. No, it happens, I assume.
She wants to make babies, and so all gentlemen callers, beware.
Okay.
Yeah, beware.
Indeed. I hate the summer.
Can I just say something?
Oh, yeah,
We've got Josh working with us this evening, right?
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, she says it's worn off now. No, we've got, from Talk Sport, he's coming, because Ed's
away.
And when I look at Josh, I can see him sat opposite me, right? He's sat opposite me in the studio. And there's a reflection that's just gently covering his face. Do you know who he reminds me of? This will mean nothing to I mean, you'll get the reference. He reminds me, he does not look like Agent Crisp.
Really?
Yeah, he really does. My
Tall, lanky and well.
My third ever producer, Adrian Crisp.
You don't look like
it's a good thing.
I'm trying to think if I ever met Adrian Crisp. I think I did.
Well, he produces now, don't you?
Yeah, Ferrari.
He produces Ferrari of all people. Blimey!
Well, summer has to keep him in.
Like the summer? Come on.
Don't like the summer. Shall I give you the reasons why? Number one, the heat. Don't like it. Number two,
we haven't had any, heat.
Yeah, we have.
We haven't had any heat. It's been raining and miserable.
But it's still been warm. It's still been hot. It's been muggy.
No, it's not. It's been close. It's been close. Yeah, I'll give you it. It's been close.
Close. All right, close. Flies, don't like them. They're everywhere.
What?
These moths.
Are you holidaying in Cambodia or something? I've not seen any of these things to which you refer, the flies and the heat.
Well, you don't live where I live. You live in another part of London these days.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go on.
Tell me the colours of the rainbow. Because I learned something today.
I'm colourblind.
Flipping
struggle.
Blue, my...
Yellow, hold on, no, it's me. Hold on, it's yellow, green, pink and blue, orange and purple and green.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, it was like a song, though, wasn't it?
Yes, there was, but yellow, green...
Purple and orange and blue.
Yellow,
blue.
Green, purple and orange and blue.
I can sing a rainbow.
Right, but do Richard... Yes. It's Richard of York. Do that one.
Oh, crikey. What, so red...
Yes.
I don't know. I can't think of a colour beginning with I.
Well, first of all, indigo. And secondly, where does it... Richard of York.
Orange.
Yes.
Fabrizio. No, I don't know. What colour is it?
I was sat at home with my four-year-old at the weekend, and he started explaining to me what fiction and non-fiction means. He's four, right? And I was getting more sense out of him than I'm getting out of you now. Hang on a second. Pete...
I can't remember the rhyme.
Shut up. Pete.
Yes.
Colours of the Rainbow, mate. Away you go.
What, do you want the Richard of York one or the song?
Well, either. They're both the same, aren't they?
Well, isn't it Richard of York game battle in blue, isn't it?
Richard of York gave battle in blue.
Game battle in blue, or something like that. Well, anyways, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, correct? No?
Well, you just said it ended with blue.
Yeah, well, no, hang on.
Where does violet come in? Richard of York?
Richard of York game battled him, I don't know, violently, perhaps? Game battled him blue violently?
Battles were violent, I suppose, but, you know.
But, anyway, very, very old...
I'm talking to two absolute... This was going to be the... I was going to blow your mind, right? But
yeah.
I have plenty of colour knowledge, but I mean, the rainbow isn't necessarily my specialist subject.
I think you two guys haven't got enough minds to be blown if you put them together.
No, okay, well, that's their point.
Well, fair, you took that with good grace, Pete, actually. Well done. You're a bigger man than me, Gungadin.
Yeah, well, I'll accept that. Big enough to accept that.
Pete, what have you called him for?
Well, to be fair, my brother's a long-term listener. I'm pretty new.
Oh.
To be honest, and I'm on holiday, and I was having a bit of a decision between a lamb doner and a chicken sheesh, and I thought I'd call in and get some ice on that.
Do you want some help with the decision?
Well, it's more about the toppings rather than the actual choice, because the choice is made.
Oh, okay. Well, what have you gone for?
Kofta, obviously.
Now you're literally and metaphorically speaking a different language, Pete. I've only been eating meat for 2 years. I have idea what you're talking about.
Kofta is a lamb-based, as many kebabs are.
Yeah.
But kofta is it's a certain type of preparation for the lamb, you know. So it's kebab form, as opposed to sort of talking... one of those big elephant legs, you know.
Okay. Are we talking something you want a salad on, or are you talking for a choice of sauce here? What are you talking?
Chili sauce, my friend. Always chili sauce, my friend.
Well, I was going to say, chili sauce. Well, but if you want to go a bit left field, bit of mayonnaise.
And fair play, Pete. Gatford's a fat man. He knows his food.
It's true.
Fair enough. I mean, the only other thing is that you were talking about the kinks earlier.
Yeah.
I met Ray Davis in a pub last year.
How did that go?
that was fantastic. He was a lovely bloke. Very, very tall, actually. Quite imposing. And very, really nice bloke. And having spoke 3 weeks previously, I interviewed Mick Avery, the original drummer.
Oh, really?
Journalist. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm a journalist, and I had a feature to do, and I interviewed Mick about his new band. I obviously asked him about the reunion, and he said, well, you know, it depends if Ray and Dave can stop, you know, knocking chunks out of each other and what have you.
Yeah.
And it was a great interview, and then, well, obviously that gave me the I guess, the confidence to approach Ray and ask him about the reform, and he said it might happen. So.
Did he? Whoa! Stop the clocks.
All right.
So, when did you speak to Ray Davies?
I was with a few mates in a pub in Highgate. I guess probably it was last.
Which pub was it? Was it the Flask?
I can't remember which pub it was. We had a few.
Was it in the middle of like a little roundabout?
It was near the triangle. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Flask. He's got a house just around the corner from there.
Well, yeah, that's where they were born and raised, aren't they?
Shut up, Gatford. This is far more important than anything. Shut up.
I'm just asking.
Shut up. I will turn your fader off, which I don't do very often. And we're late for an ad break, but this. And you asked him if the Kinks are going to reform.
Well, I said I'd spoken to Mick a few weeks ago, and I asked him about the reformation and all that, because, you know, it's the question on everyone's lips, I suppose. They're one of the last big bands not to reform other than the Beatles, really. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah.
So, I asked him about that, and he kind of gave me the sort of the knowing eyebrows and sort of the, you know, the little cock of the head, and sort of said, well, you know, depends if Dave and Mick can stop knocking chunks out of each other and all the rest of it, as you referred to earlier about that famous...
Did Mick say he was up for it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh. Yeah, I mean, he's actually touring with a band that's called the Cast Off Kinks.
Yeah.
But he told me about that night when him and Dave took chunks out of each other, when you talked to him about earlier. And he hit him with his... I'm a drummer as well, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And he hit him with his hi-hat stand, like, clocked him around the head. They called the police and everything. It was like, there was blood. There was lots of that.
Beautiful. Pete, listen, mate, forget your brother. Shut up, Gatford. Forget your brother, Pete. You're my favourite caller of the night.
Oh, thanks, mate.
No, thank you, man.
I tell you what, though, what a lovely guy. The reason we felt approaching Ray is that we were trying to take sort of selfies of each other as if we were just in the pub just having a good time, trying to get Ray Davies in the background. Yeah. Every single one of those selfies, he's got a knowing little glance at us saying, I know
he
is.
Of course he did. He picked up. Listen, mate, thank you. Enjoy your kebab. Gatford?
Yeah?
Ta-ta. 0844-499-1000.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We lost Kyle. Kyle, man, where are you? What happened? Josh, do you have the power to get Kyle back? Yes, you do. Excellent stuff indeed. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. Let's have a little recap of where we've been, where we are, where we may go. Cats are scared of cucumbers. It's a fact. Honestly, I did not know this until I was voicing Cats Make You Laugh Out Loud today. Right? Cats are scared of cucumbers. Google it. Go on YouTube and look it up. It's hilarious. We talked about that. Car scrapes. Kung Fu Elliot, which is your homework this week. Yes. The colours of the rainbow. Kyle?
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise you were talking to me, sorry.
When I prefaced the sentence with your name, I assumed that you would pick up that I was, but that doesn't matter, I am.
Oh, good evening, you okay?
Colours of the rainbow.
Well, what's the question? I just missed the past couple of minutes, I'd a bit of a crisis, but go on.
What happened?
Well, I really don't want to talk about that, but go on.
Wow, okay, that's exciting. Did you cack yourself?
No. You know what? I'm not. You're so good at doing this, I'm not going to get into it.
You cack yourself, didn't you? You soiled yourself.
I'm not soiled.
That's nothing to be massively embarrassed about. I mean, a little bit of embarrassment around that is appropriate, but nothing, you know. I've told it many, many times about the time I soiled the bed in Pakistan, and I left the hotel in a hurry.
You've never said that story.
I've told that story many, many times. Last night I was in Pakistan for 3 months. I was the only one not to get ill, right? And on the last night, I got ill, but I'd also bought some Valium. You can buy Valium there, and I bought some Valium for the flight, as I was not a relaxed flyer. It was a horrible flight on Pakistan International Airways, PIA. Perhaps it'll arrive. So I bought some Valium, but I took a Valium the night before, but I had an upset stomach.
Mm.
And when I woke up, I had soiled the bed in the hotel. And so I I left it until the very, very last minute to leave the room to go downstairs to get onto the coach to the airport. I kind of made the bed with that in there. The lad that was on the floor cleaning the rooms, I gave him a massive tip. And then we got on the coach and we're sat in the coach waiting. I'm thinking, please just go, just go, just go. And then the hotel manager comes out to the coach and I'm thinking, oh, jeez, oh, God. And he knocks on the door. And like our the person who was in, you know, said, yeah, what do you want? He said, right, I need to speak to such and such. They've not paid their phone bill. Oh, relief. But then I still had an upset stomach and I was still feeling the effects of the Valium. And so I couldn't, so I was really tired, but I daren't fall asleep on the plane on the way back in case I pooped myself.
No. What would you have done if you pooped yourself? Did you have a nappy on? Or?
Well, no, I didn't. That's it. That's it. But I managed to stay awake and clench for, I think it's like an 8-hour flight to Pakistan, something like that, 9 hours, clench for the whole flight. So what happened to you can't have been as bad as that, can it?
Well, I had a couple of, the first thing I rang you about was lighthearted. I was just going to ask you about, I feel it was stupid now, but I was just going to ask how I finished Caddick off, as in being a caller.
You want to finish him off?
Well, I think, sure he doesn't ring anymore.
Well, you got to vote Caddick or Cadonk?
Well, I don't understand what the difference is.
Well, there's Caddick or there's Cadonk. Which are you?
Right. Which one do I get rid of him with?
There are three votes for Caddick.
Oh, God.
And two votes for Cadonk. So,
Ian, what? How do I get rid of him?
Well, you vote him off. You vote him off. So what's it going to be, Caddick or Cadonk?
Yeah, but which... Oh, you're so annoying. Which is which?
Why don't you tell me what just happened to you that meant you had to put the phone down?
Oh, do you know what? You're so annoying. You're so annoying. And I was going to ask you as well about the best digital media player I could buy.
What do you mean? I don't know what digital media is. Do you mean like an iPod?
Well, yeah, because my iTouch has died of death. So I bought a different product, and it's a bit ropey. They're not as good as an iPod, to be honest with you.
Get, Oh, my friend Sue is listening to the show, and Sue's... I feel embarrassed that I've just told that story now when my friend Sue, I don't know particularly well, but is such a delightful woman, and introduced me to the majestic music of the Mighty Sparks, which I shall forever be grateful for. She now knows a whole lot more about me than I would like her to. So I'm sorry, Sue. Don't think any... Well, think less of me. Kyle.
Yeah.
Will someone please tell me the colours of the bloody rainbow? Because I want to blow someone's mind with the information I picked up this weekend.
Orange and yellow and hang on. Roots of yoghurt battling in vain.
Right, so what are the colours of the rainbow?
Red.
Yes.
Orange.
Yes.
Yellow.
Yes.
Green. Blue. Indigo. Violet.
How many colours is that?
I don't know. I wasn't counting. I was talking to you. You should play...
Flipping heck!
You must have played Rainbow Islands. You must be equally... You bloody well know the answer to this because you played Rainbow Islands.
I do know I do. Listen, I'm like... The thing is, right, I am like a good teacher, right? I have knowledge that you want, but I'm not just like foie gras forcing it down your throat because you wouldn't retain it then. You'd regret it, right?
Right.
I snort. I'm helping you to explore your own limitations. And boy, oh boy, those limitations are limited.
No, why don't you just tell me and the other people the answer?
I'm going to tell you that you're cut off. Kyle?
Oh.
Yeah.
The wild man of late night radio is back.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0844 499 1000. I tell you what we'll do. We'll start a little bit earlier than usual. We'll take calls straight to air from now until 1 o'clock. How's about them apples? So if you phone up now, you won't speak to Josh, you won't speak to Catherine, you'll just come straight on the air to me. 7 pence a minute plus access charge, a bit more from some mobiles. The same from some mobiles. It's up to you. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number, OK? 0844 0844-499-1000. 0844-499-1000. I had one of those moments where I froze and forgot what I was saying. Do you ever get those? Just froze and completely forgot what I was saying. I can't understand how none of you are able to tell me the colours of the rainbow. That was going to be the easy bit. That was going to be easy, the easy bit. But here we go. Let's try. Yes, line one, you're on the wireless.
Doorbells.
Bit louder, go on.
Doorbells. When you gonna bring it? When you gonna bring it? Doorbells. When you gonna bring it? When you gonna bring it? I've been thinking about my doorbells.
Doorbells.
Thank you very much indeed. That was great. Thank you. Yes, line two, you're on the wireless.
Ian, oh, for God's sake, it's seven. It's red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo and violet.
Yeah, seven colours.
Yes.
Except there aren't seven.
Are you now
going
to say there's a million or something?
No. There's five. Yeah, all right, you can argue that you can argue that there is an infinite number of colours between the spectrums and all that, but there's not. There's only five colours. There are only five colours in a rainbow, right? And the guy that came up with the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo and violet, thank you for the cup of tea, Catherine, he just liked the number seven.
What's made up the colours between other colours?
Yes! Yeah! he added...
Which two are made up?
I don't... Now, that is a good question, and that I don't know. And I'd need to look at a rainbow. Kath, I'm just taking the call straight to air. But don't worry. Well, so you can if they want to play, it's up to them.
Well, OK, well, let's do this. Okay. Right. So red is definitely a colour.
I've definitely seen red on... it's got to be indigo and violet, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what... Because red is a prime colour, yellow's a prime colour, blue's a prime colour.
So red and yellow and blue are definitely in it, right? Green is...
And
yellow
green.
And blue is definitely green. So that's there.
Yes.
Orange,
so
orange is
indigo and violet.
Orange is a bit ropey.
Well, actually, yes, orange is, because isn't orange a mixture of red and yellow?
No, is it? No, I don't think there is any orange in a rainbow.
Oh,
I don't think there is. I reckon it's red and yellow and green and blue
and
violet.
Yeah, orange and purple and. Yeah.
Oh, they have different colours in the song, don't they? Flipping it.
They do. The song's misleading. That's the song is misleaded and ill-informed countless generations of children and should be banned.
Well, then so should Richard of York. He should be banned.
He said
Richard of York gave battle in vain. But that's seven colours. There are only five colours.
We need to know which of the two bogus colours.
All right, well, we're definitely saying red, yellow, green and blue are definitely
green,
there.
Blue.
I'm saying, yeah. So it's between orange, indigo and violet. I'm saying orange and violet are not in a rainbow.
I'm saying indigo's a bit dodgy. Because what's indigo? How many times do you see a girl walking down the street in a dress or a car drive by and you say, oh, that's a nice indigo car?
But I wouldn't say violet either. I'd say purple, or if I was feeling fancy, mauve.
Mauve.
I've seen. I wouldn't say mauve, but let's list all the made-up colours: indigo, violet, mauve. Here's one.
Cyan.
Thank you very much. Exactly what I was going to say. Cyan. Mustard. Mustard isn't a colour. It's a condiment.
No. It's yes.
This is the best phone-in ever. Made-up colours.
Made-up colours.
Yeah. Anything else?
No.
Thank you. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello, Ian.
Oh, Nigel!
How are you?
This is your lucky night.
Yeah, I got straight on. Yeah, I didn't have to wait this time.
Yeah, I know. This is your lucky night, right?
Why is that?
Because a friend of mine who works in the music industry, Sue, is listening to the show right now, Nigel.
Oh, that's lovely, great.
Do you know who she... she fixed it for me...
Yes.
...to interview Ringo Starr from the Beatles.
Right.
So she works with the Movers and the Shakers.
A coincidence, because he's a drummer as well.
Isn't he? And I'm just thinking that maybe, baby, if you did us one of your tunes, your Lindsay Lohan...
I've got nothing ready at the moment because I didn't know I was going to get on the show. I could sing you an a cappella song.
No, keep your clothes on.
Pardon?
Okay, can you sing us your Lindsay Lohan song?
I could, but I'd rather sing an ordinary song, really, a proper song. So just an ordinary, for a change. So I did that one last time, didn't I?
It was very, very catchy.
Yeah, I know it was, but I've got the tape. I've got it on tape, haven't I? But you
all right, you sing us. You sing the Lindsay Lohan one, yes, please.
Well, I don't know. I've forgotten how it goes now. Because can I sing something, a proper song, like something different? Like I was going to sing "Smile." You know, "Smile," the old song, one of the oldies.
Like those old songs. I think those old songs are a bit boring.
Do you like any of the Tony Bennett songs?
I saw Tony Bennett fall asleep once in an interview. he was sat opposite me at a table. Yeah, he's being interviewed by Ned Sheeran. That's how long it was, right? Mm.
I left my heart in San Francisco. That was one of my songs I liked.
I wish you would.
Yeah. No. I get you. Yeah. Right. So what would you like me? You would like me to sing the Lindsay Lohan jingle?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I'll just try and remember it. I can do it live this time then.
Okay.
It's Lindsay Lohan, it's Lindsay Lohan, I listen to her records all day. It's Lindsay Lohan, it's Lindsay Lohan, she makes me happy all the time. I watch the Disney films all day, they make me happy too, oh yeah. She's a great looking girl, I know, I'd like to meet her too. Come on now, sing Lindsay Lohan, Lindsay Lohan, what a great actress she is. Lindsay Lohan, I'd like to meet her one day. Come on, sing along, Ian, sing along, Ian, and the rest of the crew in the gang. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan, Lindsay Lohan, I'd like to watch her on a video. Lindsay Lohan.
It's difficult to make up words, isn't it?
No. Lindsay Lohan, Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan, she makes me happy.
Downstairs. Lindsay Lohan, Lindsay Lohan. I watch her when my mum is asleep.
Record, couldn't we, Ian?
Yeah, we could. I'll release a record with you, mate, anytime.
You could sing with me. We could do it together.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan, Lindsay Lohan. I watch her when I'm wearing my pants. Lindsay Lohan, Lindsay Lohan. Here we do. We'll do 8 Mile. We'll do an 8 Mile, right? Yeah. So I'll do a line, right? So I do Lindsay.
Yeah, I was going to do just the middle part.
No, no, no. Right. So I go Lindsay Lohan, Lindsay Lohan, da 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 da, and then you come in with something that rhymes. So you got
it? It rhymes. Yeah. Okay then. Yeah. Okay.
Lindsay Lohan, Lindsay Lohan. I like to watch her DVD films.
Lindsay Lohan, Lindsay Lohan.
Lohan?
Lindsay Lohan, Lindsay Lohan, she strips all the times in film.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan, Lindsay Lohan, I like to look at her beautiful face.
Lindsay Lohan, Lindsay Lohan, she got a lovely body today.
Lindsay Lohan, Lindsay Lohan, let's look at her nice eyes.
Lindsay Lohan, Lindsay Lohan, I'd like to make it with her tonight. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Come on, man. That was freestyling, man. We just freestyled.
Yeah.
That was... You can't just do that, Shiz. You can't just do that. That doesn't just happen. And it just happened, Nigel.
We could do that on telly, couldn't we?
That might be pushing it a little bit. Let's go to line two. Two, you're on the wireless.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip. We were just freestyling there, line two.
Were you? I completely missed that because I was on hold.
Oh, well, you can't hear us when you're on hold. That's crazy. Never mind.
Yes, it is a shame. Terrible shame, actually. Yeah. I wanted to talk about the elephant in the room.
Yep.
Which is magenta.
Okay. We're adding that to made-up colours, are we?
Yes. Yeah. And magenta is actually...
truly a made-up colour.
Go on.
As in, it doesn't exist anywhere in the visible spectrum.
What? What, what, what?
It doesn't exist.
All right, David Icke, calm down.
No, 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 this is true. If you actually look at the wavelength of magenta,
what?
Its wavelength is around about that of a sort of greenish colour.
Right. So it's green?
It... No. What it is...
I don't think khaki's a colour either.
Well, that's just green mixed with a bit of brown, isn't it?
Yeah, so khaki's on the list. It's just spelt funny. Khaki's also the punchline... khaki trousers is a punchline to a great joke. You know that one?
I don't.
What are you doing, rubbing your bum on the handle of that car? I'm trying to get in. These are my khaki trousers. Come on. That is a great one. That is a great one.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
That's an Indian word, isn't it? Is it an Indian word?
Classic?
Yeah, classic.
So far we've got khaki, indigo. I think I've written Vimto here. I don't know what that means. Mauve?
Vimto's not a colour.
No. Violet, mauve, cyan, mustard and magenta, which you're saying the human eye can't even see.
No, the human eye can see it.
Well, hang on.
It doesn't exist in the visible spectrum.
Hang on. You just said to what appeared to me, and I'm just a layman, I'm a lay preacher. Let me put my hands on you. You've just said...
Thank you.
That you're welcome. That the Reiki? Do you know Reiki?
Reiki, healing, nonsense, yeah.
Yeah, there's been a load of nonsense, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You've just said it's not visible in the wavelength spectrum, but it's a colour.
It is not in the visible spectrum.
But you can see it.
It is visible because...
Come on.
It is a combination of two different frequencies of light. If you do you know anything about additive synthesis and waveforms?
Of course, I don't. You sound like me doing a ton of bricks is heavier than a ton of feathers. This is come on, man. Are you bamboozling me? Are you Mr. Toffee Crisp? Have you finally got an act?
Absolutely not. I'm Lee from Bournemouth, by the way.
Okay, hey Lee, nice to meet you.
El Stacey. No, I'm not bamboozling you. This is absolute fact, and you can you can research this. I think if you type. Just Google magenta, I think you'll probably find this out. It'll probably have a Wikipedia entry. Should do. But yeah, it doesn't exist in the spectrum, but it is a combination of two colours. It was invented for...
Oh, I want to invent a colour.
Essentially for the computer displays.
Yeah. And fish can see...
Do you remember?
Fish can see more colours than we can.
Yes, they can. Well, they can see a different part of the visible spectrum,
isn't it? No, I've got to move on because we're coming to the end. I'm really sorry, but I appreciate your call. I do remember I'm assuming you were going to say in the early days of computer coding, when we had a Dragon 32 and later a BBC Micro, magenta was a big part of that scene. Magenta divine. Is she made up? Can we see her? Yes, we can. But she's not actually visible in the human spectrum. Wow. Certainly not now. Certainly not since about 1993. This is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. We'll take more calls straight to air after we've had a little bit of this.
Talk Radio.
Julie, what are you doing calling in now?
I'm really confused.
What?
Oh, God, I didn't realise the time.
Yeah, we're about to go to the news.
Oh, no.
Well, you can you... no.
I can hold.
Well, no, don't. Call us back in about 5 minutes.
OK.
Is that all right? That was good radio, wasn't it, guys?
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
How well I remember my very first love affair. Those juvenile fantasies. Forever.
fair, cause I was only a kid and I was much too young and I wasn't equipped for the emotional pressures and stresses of it.
Good as I remember it, actually. So.
It's very Showalde.
They went for long Showalde. What does the Kinks? It's from their Schoolboys in Disgrace album. It's a concept album about being at school.
They're dressed up as schoolboys.
Yeah, I remember it being quite good, that song. Hang on. I quite enjoyed it. It's a weird album. There's another track for it. Hang on. There we go. This is a terrible song, actually, but.
Oh, wow.
Who's the fool with the cross-eyed stare, the turned-up nose and moronic glare? Who's that simpleton standing over there?
Jack, Jack, the idiot dance.
That's wow. Quite good.
It's the Monster Mash.
All right, Mum. Yes, line one.
Hello.
Hello, you're
Julie.
Back. Hello, Julie. You're
hey,
back.
Julie.
That's great news. Great news for everybody, for fans of radio and fans of Julie's.
I'm a Julie fan.
I'm not so much. I'm more of a Julie hater. What you got for us, Julie? I'm going to chomp on my nuts.
I'm pretty confused about this colour thing.
Yeah.
You know you're saying that the colours like don't exist.
Hang on one second. Catherine may have missed this.
No,
Richard
I
of York
it.
Gave Battle in Vain. Okay. Seven colours
He's
in the rainbow.
He's all balls, apparently.
There's only five colours in the rainbow. Uh-huh. The guy just liked the number seven.
All right, what's a lucky number?
Oh, right, OK. So you're talking about colours don't exist in the rainbow?
Well, no. We were talking about that. And then we went on to made-up colours. And apparently in magenta, you can't see it.
No.
Well, the thing is, it's like... I kind of went back to... art classes at evening school like last year.
Oh, blimey.
Qualified.
I was doing the colour wheel, you know, where you have the primary colours to learn about colours.
Yeah.
You've got the primary colours and then the secondary colours and then tertiary colours, which is basically just whatever colour it was before mixed with the one next to it. And they're given names, and they've been given names from, like, I don't know, hundreds of years ago, like cyan. It's a tertiary colour. Magenta is a tertiary colour.
Yeah, these are on the made-up colours list, yeah.
It's just the names that they're given, and I'm really confused to what they don't exist.
Khaki, indigo, violet, mauve, cyan, mustard and magenta are not colours.
Can I add one? Chartreuse.
Yeah, chartreuse.
But that's on some colour wheels. But it's just the name, though, isn't
you
it?
Wanna, you like, want to change your colour wheel. If you want to change your colour wheel.
Infinite number of colours.
Cobalt.
There's an infinite number of colours, but isn't there?
Cobalt. No.
Or, you know...
Well, hang on. It can't be... It can't... Colours. Here we go. If it's a wheel, it can't be infinite. There has to be a start and a stop.
What are you on about?
Okay,
colour wheel.
You know when you... Okay,
I'm looking
at
a colour wheel now. Look, there's a colour wheel.
But you know when you use some kind of apps and you're choosing a colour, maybe on any drawing apps or things like that, you have a circle which has got lots of different colours and shades in it.
Yeah.
It's just giving a name to each shade, isn't it? I mean, I know what you're saying.
What?
Is it worth naming chartreuse as opposed to whatever it is, frog green and lime green and whatever?
Here's the thing. Here's the worst thing you can do, right? If you want to go mad... Here's what you have to do, right?
Talk colours with a man.
No. You have to decorate the house, right? Decorate a room in the house and want to paint a door white.
Mm.
You will go nuts because there are ridiculous... There are about 5,000 different shades of white. I want white.
Yes.
What kind? Do you want sail white? What? Do you want grey white?
Apple white.
Do you want apple white? Do you want minty white? Yeah. What? I want white.
And the thing is, as well, white. Once it dries, it dries a different colour anyway.
Do you want dusk white? No. Dawn white? No, I want white. Can't get white. I just want white.
You can get pure brilliant white. That's what you want to go
I'll give you a pure brilliant prawn in a minute.
Oh.
And then the only other thing that I wanted to say was, tonight, apparently, it's a strawberry moon.
Yeah, what does that actually mean?
First time... I don't know, because I've just looked at it, and I think somebody said to me, oh, it's a honeymoon. And I thought, are they trying to pun on the fact that...
Well, that's where honeymoon comes from.
No, I don't know.
Yes, it is.
But it's the first time there's been
Hang
a full
a minute.
Moon
Hang on a minute.
On...
Hang on a minute, Judy. Where does honeymoon come from?
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to know.
OK. Salmon.
It's the mark left on a sheet.
Oh, Jesus. Salmon.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
No, let's move away from the hymen. Let's move away from the maidenhead. Salmon. Imagine naming a town. Imagine naming a town near where I live, Maidenhead.
Might as well call it Fanny Town.
They might as well call it Fanny Town. You're absolutely right.
Well, yeah.
Might as well call it Blood All Over the Sheets.
Whoa!
Oh, God.
Might as well call that escalated,
it, didn't might as well
it?
Call it Penetration City.
Well, I do.
That's a beautiful name.
Salmon is not a colour either, Julian. I'm glad we've established that. Line two, you're on the wireless. That was an unpleasant few minutes there. Wasn't it?
Dear Ian, you've made a big mistake.
Uh-oh.
It's not white, it's white.
White,
yes, white. Vehicle?
White, yes.
Yeah, you're right. We don't say the H in this country enough, and they do in America, and that's one of the many, many things that country has got right.
It depends where you go.
What? what? Hey, I'll tell you what we watched at the weekend, right? And it was a lot slower than I remembered it, and we didn't watch all of it, but I wanted to see if the boys would like it, mm-hmm. right? And they did. Do you have a license for that Minky?
Oh, really?
Minky? What? Minky. You said Minky. Yes, that Minky. Do you have a license for that Minky? We watched that. We watched The Return of the Pink Panther, which is, I think, the last really funny one.
It's quite racy, isn't it, the Pink Panther?
We didn't get to the racy bit. It was PG. I'm happy with that. Mm-hmm. It was
yeah,
PG.
But PG back then.
No, it's PG now.
Oh, right,
so,
okay.
It was really slow. But it was very, very funny, and they liked the opening titles of the Pink Panther cartoon, and then they liked Inspector Clouseau.
Oh well,
I love a. You've not seen the Pink Panther film, have you?
Yes.
Do you not like them?
I haven't seen them for a long time.
I love them.
I used to find him a little bit annoying.
Yeah, I can understand. Do you like Pink Panther, Ray?
I've only seen it once when I was young.
Irritating, isn't he? And like his commissioner with the twitch used to frighten me a bit.
Herbert Lom, this is the film where he starts to really over to ham it up a bit.
Yeah, terrifying.
And that was Blake Edwards directing it. I think that was a little bit too much. But I was watching Peter Sellers as he's walking, he's in the hallway of his apartment, right, and he's got a French stick, and he bends down to read this woman's newspaper, and this woman opens the door and grabs the French stick and just whacks him over the head. I beg your pardon, I was reading your paper. Whacks him over the head again. And he doesn't do anything, and it's brilliant. He's just motionless, and she slams the door shut, and he just walks away. And it was so... I was watching him for the first time as an adult, right? It was just such a controlled performance. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful. And the bit where he goes in the house and Kato's doing all the karate and stuff. Oh, it was fantastic. I thought he was so good in it, Peter Sellers. Love Peter Sellers. Love Peter Sellers, right? Have you seen Being There starring Peter Sellers?
No, I have not.
He plays, I don't know what the phrase would be now.
Oh, God, what?
Well, I don't know what the phrase would be now. He plays a simple gardener, shall we say.
All right. Oh, I think I have seen
Chauncey Gardner. And people, he's basically retarded. I don't know what the phrase would be now, but in the late 70s, it would be that. And but
it would be that he had learning difficulties.
Yeah. But he just says these really dumb things, but everyone thinks he's being very profound. Shirley MacLaine thinks he's being very profound and wise. And he says, well, everybody has to tend to the garden. And then she thinks, well, yeah. It's a great film. Anyway, right, did we get to the point?
Yes, and I've got a bit of a dance mix here for you.
Oh, beautiful. Yes, please, thank you. Thank you very much indeed.
He went Move over Mariah.
Went all Indian there, didn't Raga, went on a Raga tip. Yes, line one.
Hello, I'm the mayor of Penetration City. I'd like to let you know that we've recently been twinned with Pratt's Bottom.
Thank you very much indeed. Could have been worse, could have been Bell End. Now, Yeah, it was the first time I've watched the Pink Panther films in a long, long time. It was very, very slow. I found that slightly disappointing. And my favourite one is one of the early ones. I think it was made in the late 60s, before it got silly, before Herbert Lom did all the twitches and all of that stuff. I thought that was a bit much. And it's the one where he is. It's in like a.
Is it the one where he's got a bim?
No, the bim was in this. The bim was in this. The boys thought that was hilarious, but I had to explain that was a bomb, a round black thing with a fuse on it that was a lit. I had to explain.
They don't
have
those in cartoons anymore.
No. I had to explain what that was, and that was funny. No, it's one where it's set in like a country mansion, and it's got the thing where he puts on the glove from the suit of armour, and it's got like a mace attached to it, and he can't get this thing off. And he holds it behind his hand, behind his back, as he stood in front of the fire, and it burns. And so he swings it round and whacks himself in the face. And it's just, I remember it, I need to see it again, but he was just so skillful and masterful at doing very, very little. I remember one gag from one of the later films, where and it's really weird, I remember it, so I don't know the exact gag, but he's chasing somebody and he stops next to someone and they're both in front of the camera, right? And they're looking in opposite directions. They don't look at the camera, they don't look at each other. Mm-hmm. And he asks this guy for directions, and this guy does a funny joke, and they walk off. And it's just, I think he put that scene in himself, Peter Sellers. He kind of took control from Blake Edwards. And it's just, he was so good at doing very, very little. Absolutely bonkers.
In the days where everyone was hamming it up.
Yeah. I mean, a nightmare to work with, and
the bright ones often are.
Shagging all the time and doing drugs and, you know, kind of all kinds of things like that. And, you know, didn't know who he was. You know, if you see him interviewed at Mike Yarwood, he kind of does his posh persona, but he wasn't that at all. You know, he was. Anyway, I love Peter Sellers. I 0844 499 1000, Josh!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Did you hear the fella who was trying to take selfies with Ray Davies in the background?
Oh, yeah.
He's just tweeted one.
Let's have a look.
And he's right, Ray Davies is pulling the face and say, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. That's brilliant. I know what you're doing. Remember being on holiday once and there was a gentleman staying at the resort who looked like Frank Zappa, and I spent the whole week trying to get a picture of him. Mm-hmm. It wasn't him. Frank Zappa was dead at that point. 0844.
Was it the ghost?
499-1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you're more than welcome to. I'm suddenly hit by a wave of exhaustion with 40 minutes of the show to go. What are you doing? You got a busy day tomorrow? What are you up to?
What am I doing tomorrow? It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I'll take the kids to school. I'll get back in bed. I'll have precisely 2 hours. I'll have to pick up the little in again. Right. And I will endeavour to stay awake for a few hours. Then I'll come to work.
Yeah.
That's every day.
I'm seeing me man in the morning. And then, actually, I'm going to go back home and go to bed. That's what I'm going to do. That's the plan. Because I've got the kids Thursday, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, so you've got to charge.
Exhausted. So, yes, there should be some charging going on. That's what will happen. 0844 499 1000 is the phone number. Kadik or Kadonk? So far it's 3 for Kadik, 2 for Kadonk. We've talked about cats and cucumbers. If anyone has got a cat, access now to a cat and a cucumber, and is prepared to put, all you've got to do, right, is you put a cucumber behind your cat.
Without them seeing.
And then you film it. And what they do is they crap themselves, basically. They turn around, they sit, and they jump up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Because they think it's a snake.
Yeah, well, it's an easy mistake to make.
Well, but the thing is, I've always thought that cats were the most intelligent of creatures. But the fact that they can be confused by a cucumber.
If you are going to do the experiment, can we add something else? Because I remember my science classes at school, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you had to have a control, didn't you? Do you remember?
Yeah.
So if you can put something else long near your cat, see if it reacts to that. Maybe it's the...
Like a snake.
Well, like a long thing.
Put a snake. Put an actual snake next to a cat. Has anyone ever... So when a snake eats a rabbit, let's just say, so they have the rabbit outline in them. We've seen all, we've all seen the cartoons. We know exactly what happens. the rabbit's alive.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take for the rabbit to be digested?
Isn't there a part of the snake that cracks the rabbit?
I don't know.
Yeah, there
I don't
is.
Know if snakes have a rabbit
there,
cracker.
There is a moment where they constrict.
Well, how long does it take for the body to be digested?
Oh, ages.
And where is a snake's anus?
Oh, it's just before the end of the tail.
Is it? Is it an actual hole?
Yeah, yeah,
could you finger it?
I wouldn't.
But if you had to...
Mm-hmm. And they do poo like a bird.
If
it's neither one thing nor t'other.
Insert your finger in a snake's anus, how long do you think it would take you to find it and do it?
I could find it quite quickly.
How long would it take you to do it?
I may have to work myself up, maybe have a drink first.
Okay, but it's like the snake... Whoa. Josh, you can't type stuff like that on my screen. Open up the microphone, young man, and tell the boys and girls what it is you've just told me.
Okay, so when I was a bit younger, my cat decided to catch a snake.
Jeez.
And decided to, rather politely, deposit it in the middle of my floor in my room as a present.
An actual
real-life snake.
Boa constrictor?
No, it was a python of some sort.
Python!
Where were you?
I was in Spain.
You have pythons in Spain.
You do.
Roaming free.
Little rock ones. You live. They're out in the campo. You've got to watch for
them.
Hang on
a minute. Was this
a sort of grass snake?
Was this big enough to eat the cat?
I'm got to be honest. I'm amazed the cat caught it because my dad and everyone else was very freaked out by it, and it was eventually decided that the builder would have to remove it.
And how do you remove it? Smash a brick on its head?
Shovel.
Really?
Yeah.
Shovel's tricky because it's unless you've got a flat spade because it's curved. You see. And there's always a chance you're not going to get the full pressure on a brick.
Unless you're slicing it.
Could be. Well, thank you for that, Josh. That's Have we got you all week?
Just for 2 days.
My little nephew came...
He's weird, that fella, isn't he?
What a liar bloke. As well.
I know.
My little nephew came running in from the garden the other day, shouting, snake, snake, snake.
Yeah.
The worm.
Well, I nearly said a rude word. I nearly said it, called him a winker. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Kedonk, please.
Kadonk. Oh. Okay, it's three all. Kadik, kadonk, and they've gone. Okay, let's go to line two. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Hello, mate.
Hello, line two.
How you going on? And or shall I say, hip, hip, hip?
You say whatever you want to say.
Fair is, yeah, it's just a quicken, a few things. I've not seen the puma lately, thank God.
Maybe it doesn't exist.
And, which it does.
Well, he's got no evidence.
Well, have a look at the website I told you about.
Yeah, you sound like the bloke who sent me a video of Derek Acora proving there was ghosts.
Yeah, the only ghost I ever used to see is my ex-missus when I used to wake up in the morning, she ain't got no makeup on.
Why aren't you still together?
No, I have not seen or spoke to her for about a month and a half. Okay. And here's the best thing. She's done a run on. She's took all my stuff.
Well, here's the thing. We've literally got breaking news from the Associated Press. The Senate in America blocks the Democratic bill. I can't believe this is real. This is a real thing. The Senate blocks the Democratic bill to ban the sale of guns to suspected terrorists. Well done, America. Great work, guys.
Smart move.
Great work, guys. Well done. That's to suspected terrorists. So it's still legal to sell guns to suspected terrorists. Thank you to Lee for flashing that up for me. So she nicked all of your stuff?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Took my TVs.
Yep. You don't need
PlayStation,
it.
Hang on. Quarter of other stuff.
Was it PlayStation 2?
You are.
Was it PlayStation 2 or 3 or 4?
PlayStation 3, but I've got the PlayStation 4, so I ran to her workplace this afternoon went to work.
This is going to be uncomfortable.
She's off for a week.
Hey.
She's playing PlayStation.
What?
She's playing FIFA.
Yeah, probably a Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Yep. And a couple of things. I don't know if you've pair of tweets earlier on I sent you.
I don't think you've sent me any tweets. I've not had any tweets from someone called Luke.
Who are you stalking? It's not us.
I'm editors.
What?
There's my profile picture is the music band Editors.
Never heard of them. What's your Twitter name? I'm going to find your profile and mute you.
I'll just get it up. Because I only go on it now and again.
You get it up, but while you're doing that, what's your Twitter name?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay, it's only radio. I like Luke's calls. I don't know why. I shouldn't.
And?
Is it at Puma is out there?
Very funny.
Thank you. It's my job.
You are a legend.
Thank you. What's your bloody Twitter name?
Don't worry, it's coming up. Calm down.
She nicked the plug.
And the two drawings of you pair on your way.
Oh. That's in no way chilling.
That's like the Zodiac Killers. Is that the thing? Zodiac Killers, where they would draw pictures of people. No, they were Zodiacs. The drawing killers. And they would draw pictures of their victims before they killed them. That's
the
what
good
that's
thing
like.
Is, you won't be able to tell who it is, though.
No. Luke, what is your Twitter name?
At Bottoms Luke, or Luke Bottoms.
Well, hang on, what is it? At Bottoms Luke?
Yeah.
Batam.
Double T.
Bottam for mother, S for sugar.
Luke.
Yeah, the line underneath, no, the bottom line, as you, I don't know.
Underscore.
I'm still trying to get... Underscore, like, and then Luke.
Oh, for flipping it. Why'd you put an underscore in something? Right, oh, hang on.
And you'll see a picture, my profile picture is the Music Band Editors.
Right.
No, mate, that doesn't exist. Bottoms underscore Luke. I've done too many T's, hang on.
Oh, you plum.
We're as bad as each other. Oh, yeah, it's the Editors. Love the Music Band Editors. Here we go. Jenna Jameson is a legend.
Oh, I see.
Into cartoon drawing and realistic drawing. You could also maybe learn punctuation. I can't see your tweets.
Well, I've sent them.
Yeah, I tell you why I can't see them. Your tweets are protected, you muppet. So I won't be able to see any of the tweets you've sent me.
Nor will anyone else.
I'm protected.
Still, follow me then.
No, I'm going to get out of town. No, that's never going to happen. Never going to happen.
You know what we're doing? Sliding into your DMs.
Line one, you're on the wireless.
This is a test. Do not turn off your wireless system.
We'll take a break.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, line one.
Hello. It must be a full moon tonight because they're all out on Periscope tonight.
Evening, Periscopers. But I know some of you aren't playing nice. That's not nice. But I have your names and I'll block you afterwards anyway. These things happen.
I'll let you know.
These things happen. Ignore
them. There's another one on there.
Don't feed the trolls. Please don't feed the trolls.
I don't answer to them.
No, don't answer to them. It's fine. Ignore them.
Yeah. Have you seen it? It's a red moon, sort of red moon tonight.
Is it though?
Is that why they're calling it a strawberry moon? Can we see?
Strawberry moon, yeah.
Can you see it?
No.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing there.
There's no moon at all, everyone.
There's no blue moon that I can see. Never been in history. No, Hannah, you're making it up, and we will not tolerate.
No, we will not tolerate. It is a strawberry moon here.
We will not tolerate this kind of behaviour on the air.
I'm not lying.
I'm not having that. I'm not having that. You can't phone up and tell lies about the moon. You can't libel the moon on my show. That's not happening. That is verboten, dear listener. Verboten. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. Microsoft. I meant to say this the other day. Microsoft have bought, I think, for $1 billion.
Is that a made-up figure?
Yeah.
Okay, just so we know.
LinkedIn? Can I add you to my LinkedIn profile?
What for?
Why would they do that? Is it just because Bill Gates is sick and tired? I know he's not Microsoft. It's a joke. Oh, he's left it now. Is he sick and tired of getting LinkedIn invites? And so he's thought, if I buy the company, I can switch it off at the plug. And that way, I won't have to be invited to join people on LinkedIn anymore.
It did nothing for my career.
All it does, right, is every now and then I want to try and find someone, and the only way I can find them is LinkedIn. So I set up an account, then I remember I've already got an account on LinkedIn somewhere. But even when I've set up the account, I can't access a way of communicating with the people that I wanted. And I forget this every single time. And so then I try and you can't delete a LinkedIn account once it's open. Hey, did you see the pictures of Tom, MySpace Tom?
No.
Oh, yeah. He's around, right? He owned MySpace. I didn't realise that he was the guy that actually owned MySpace.
How did he find the time to welcome each and every person?
Know. MySpace, man alive. Boy, were things free and easy then.
Yeah.
And he
I
sold
quite
it.
A lot of good people on MySpace.
Yeah. He sold it and made a fortune, absolute fortune. Right, sold it just at the right time.
Is he all right?
He's having the time of his life. He's now a photographer, right? He travels around the world. And he, the last couple of weeks, he's posted some selfies of himself. And no one had seen him publicly for years. He can't, no. It was just him, like, travelling around the world taking photos. He says he's living the dream.
These dot-com billionaires.
MySpace Tom is living the dream. But LinkedIn, MySpace, Friends Reunited.
Jeans Reunited sent me a message today.
What was that?
Do you want to upgrade? It's like, no, I don't want to be in the main one either. I thought I cancelled it.
Oh, wait, 444-499-1000, by the way.
I was in it briefly because I'm trying to, well, there's a family mystery and I was trying to sort it out for my grandma, but they're not good.
No. I've never heard of Jeans Reunited.
It's like Friends Reunited, but it's about family history.
Friends Reunited was bought by ITV. I remember it at the time because I was still on the TV, I think, when it happened. For like tens of millions of pounds, right? And I remember, I had a meeting with someone at the time when I still had meetings with people in TV. And they'd spent all of this money. Do you remember Coronation Street for a while was sponsored by Friends Reunited? That was kind of would go up in between the ads and stuff. 08444991000. And they were desperately trying to find a TV show format for Friends Reunited.
Yeah, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, well, they couldn't come up with one. They couldn't come up with one. And then, was it ITV when they owned it? They started charging. They'd charge you a fiver to become a member of it. And everyone went, well,
I'll go on Facebook instead.
Yeah, I'm not going to bother. And it closed down. Was it this year it closed down? They gave it back. They gave it back to the original guy to see if he could breathe life into it. And he went, nah, you broke it.
Ruined.
You broke it. It was fun, but I went on there under a pseudonym because I didn't want to talk to any of the people I went to school with.
Really. I found some people that I went to school with in Manchester because I left there when I was 10.
Yeah.
And got back in touch with some people. Yeah, I did.
Did you have it large? Were you mad for it?
We did have it large, actually.
Yeah, good.
Back in the day when I was still having it at all.
Yeah, well, these things happen. Yes, line one.
It's the Muppet Man again.
Oh, flipping it.
What do you mean, flipping it?
Have you seen that?
I've just unlocked it so you can have a look.
Oh,
joy. Have you seen that puma?
No, but as soon as I've finished work, I tell you what, I'm going to peg it home.
Hang on a minute. Right. You've retweeted. Oh, flipping it. The second thing.
It's my phone, it's playing up.
Yeah, your face will be playing up in a minute. So he's following someone called Kate's _ boobs.
Oh.
And it's pictures of Kate Garraway's boobs.
Oh, right, okay. Gosh.
Fair dues to that.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kate Garraway is an absolutely beautiful, delightful lady. Kate's _ boobs. We are Kate Garraway's boobs, a Twitter account dedicated to Kate's awesome rack.
Wow.
And I would like to say what you think of my drawings in my gallery.
Are they of Kate's boobs?
No, but I'd done one of Katy Perry a couple of years ago, and it took me 3 or 4 days to do that free-handed.
And them cartoons I've done, I've done them on my mobile.
Oh, they're
phone.
Good. They're actually quite good. The cartoons. I can't see Katy Perry, but I can see the cartoons. The cartoons are quite good.
The eyes on those cartoons look a lot like Kate Garraway's boobs.
They do.
Like I say, I've done them cartoons on my mobile phone.
You've got a style, haven't you? Yep. You've got your own style and you like to stick to it. And that's great. I like those. Those are excellent, Luke.
So I'll be doing a drawing of you, Claire.
He's talking to your boobs.
And I will let you know when I've done them.
Well, that really is
you
something.
You need a bigger pen.
Line two, you're on the wireless. Thank you. Perfect. Line one, you're on the wireless.
I'm furious about this moon business. Everyone knows the moon is not made of strawberries. It's made of cheese.
Thank you very much indeed. And that's how the last hour works. Literally anything goes. You do whatever you want. If you want to play, it's very simple. You just dial 0844 499 1000. At the moment, we get a nice steady stream, a kind of trickle of calls. So it means you probably won't be waiting too long. And if you hear someone put the phone down, that's an excellent time to call up. Or if you sense the call is coming to an end, because we're broadcasting on a delay, so you'll... you call up, you phone up, and just don't swear, don't be libelous, and that's it. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. Who was Bob and Fanny?
Your aunt and uncle.
Yeah, but where does that come from? We all know what Sweet F.A. means, of course, don't we?
Fanny Adams.
Yeah, who was Fanny Adams? She was a young child, I think she was a 12-year-old girl, that was murdered and eaten. I think she was eaten by the murderer. And... Was it World War II? I'm kind of joining lots of dots that are a bit distant. World War II, the food the soldiers they used to get was like really awful, low quality meat, and they would call it Sweet F.A.
No.
Sweet Fanny Adams.
I thought it was just a euphemism for that.
No, no, no. Well, obviously it means F all, you know. But that came later. But no, they would call the food that the soldiers got. I'm sure I got this right. Maybe it was World War I. Can't remember how long ago it was. And they would call the meat Sweet Fanny Adams, mm-hmm. because it was like just awful meat, and they would joke that they were eating a 12-year-old girl.
Gosh.
I'm sure I've got that right. Someone who knows more than me can call in. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Who the hell is Alan Caddick?
On that bombshell.
Late Night Ian Lee. Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Yawn started just before the microphones went live. Little cheeky yawn. I've been having some really mixed up dreams recently. It's partly because these mirtazapine, not only does it make you put on shed loads of weight, gives you very strange dreams. And they're all around a theme.
Right.
They're all the usual ones, kind of moving and having to go back to college and all of that kind of stuff. But a lot of them have got ex-girlfriends in from, like, years and years ago. Girls I kind of vaguely... not vaguely remember, that's disrespectful, but that I hadn't consciously thought of for a long, long time. And it's very, very weird. All these people that... You remember these people that you were kind of... you were very intimate with, you know, physically and emotionally.
And then you don't see them anymore.
And then you don't see them anymore.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange? It's such a... I told you that the girl I went out with for 8 years, and we split up, and it's horrible as these things always are. And then I got an email from her last year, maybe the year before, when I was working in Birmingham, saying, did I just see you in Birmingham? It was completely out of the blue. I was like, yeah. She goes, oh, and we met up and we went out to dinner. It was really nice. But these people that you have been, you know, that you have done physical things with, you've shared intimate things with, you don't see them anymore.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? It is weird. Are you friends with any of your exes?
No. Well, one. Maybe one. But he lives in a different country, so it's safe, isn't it?
Tess and I kind of now text each other occasionally, and we saw each other a couple of times in Birmingham. And it was really interesting because I was worried about how I was worried if I'd like. There was no kind of attraction in that sense.
But isn't that weird though? Because my longest term boyfriend I had in my teenage years, and the one that kind of broke my heart. Well, I don't want him to know that. I do see him around, and he and his wife live near me, and I do see them. And sometimes we'll go to a thing with like old friends from school, and they'll be there, and their kids will play with my kids and stuff, and it's all very kind of polite. But this is someone who knew everything about me at one point, you know, and we don't talk anymore. It is weird,
yeah.
Isn't it? How you?
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to. I think you. I don't believe you can keep the same level of friendship going, can you?
I've got friends who are friends with exes.
Yeah, weird. It's weird. They can't have been that bothered in the first place, I think.
I don't know. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hip, hip, hip.
Oh, flipping it. Hello, mate.
Tell you what, it sounds like, to me, you really ain't my good, don't you?
No, come on now. It's all, I believe what the, here's a word you'll understand. It's all banter.
Yeah, I know. Some people take it serious.
Exactly.
Some people don't.
Don't take any of it serious.
Katy Perry picture, what I was telling you, but you couldn't see.
Yes.
I've sent it at Talk Radio.
Right, well, I still won't. Here we go. I can do it on my screen. Here we go. It's booting up.
Let me have a look.
Oh, hang on a minute. It's loading. Oh, jeez. Hey. Oh.
That took me 4 days free-handed, and I've done that from her programme when I went and seen her in Birmingham some years ago.
Are you? I did not realise that you were visually impaired.
Fair dues. So, I've been drawing since I was 3 years old.
You must be tired. That is...
Yeah, you're not wrong.
It does look like... it looks like a young Elizabeth Taylor.
The eyebrows are quite...
The eyebrows are very Elizabeth Taylor. Mm.
So I thought I'd phone up just in case, see what you think.
I think it's absolutely brilliant. Well done. High fives all round, or a low one if you're feeling cheeky.
Right.
08444991000 is the telephone number. Some people questioning the ethics of causing anxiety in cats. They deserve it.
They cause anxiety in birds,
yeah,
mice, frogs.
They do.
They're quite high up on the chain, aren't they? The garden food chain.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I think they'd be all right.
Oh, they're vicious, cruel, cold-hearted killers. Mm-hmm. Just roaming around, killers and crappers.
And giving them a little start now and again actually reactivates their instincts.
Yeah, keeps them young. Okay. Where does the nine line... Oh, do you know what? I might be able to answer that. The Nine Lives thing, because the Express have done that thing that the Mirror normally do. When there's...
Put immigration on the front page.
No.
They put Lady Di on the front page.
No.
Weather?
No. It's what? That thing when... Oh, hang on a minute. Yes, line one, you're on the wireless. Hello? We can't hear you.
Hello.
Goodbye. So... Oh, no, it's black cats. Not. They've done this thing where they've... which is literally serves no purpose apart from to fill a page. Very superstitious. Why is catching the bridal bouquet lucky? Should we be fearful of the number 13? And why is touching wood, I'm doing that now, a good idea? In his new book, Max Cryer reveals all about superstitions and why we have them. Well done, Max. I'm sure it's an excellent...
It's because we didn't have tellies.
It's the kind of book that I would actually... I know, I'll play a really nice song at the end. Can you talk for a second? I've got to do some really complicated maths.
It's the kind of book that I would imagine... I'm going to finish your sentence. I would imagine you would not buy, but you would get from the office, wrap up in Christmas paper and save for my Christmas present. And then you'd say you'd bought it and you hadn't bought it at all. It was just a rubbish book that you didn't want and it wasn't even good enough for your downstairs toilet.
So I would read that. You bought me the book on queuing.
You asked for that?
Yeah, it's a good book.
Yeah.
I like list books. I like fact books. Oh, there's a new Beatles film coming out.
Ron Howard,
Richie Cunningham himself, the director of all of those wonderful, wonderful movies.
Is there room for another Beatles film? I mean, yes. I'll watch another Beatles film. But what's
Well, this is
left?
Specifically about them on tour.
Right. Oh, dear.
This is specifically about them on tour, the Shagaginans. I just made that word up.
I think I know what you mean.
Yeah, exactly. They were at it like
they were shagagging for it.
They were shagagging for it. Yes, I was about to say she...
No.
Okay. And so Ron Howard, Richie Cunningham, what films has he directed?
He has directed films that his brother's in. Apollo 13.
His brother's in?
Yeah. His brother's the kid from Gentle Ben.
Oh, shut up.
It is.
Is it? Don't look at Josh. He won't know who Ron Howard, Richie Cunningham or Gentle Ben are.
Well, Gentle Ben's mate, the kid.
Not the bear. Not the bear.
No.
Okay.
I don't think he's with us anymore.
Not so gentle now, are you, Ben? Boy, he said, smacking him in there, smacking the bear.
So
in the
his
face.
Brother tends to make an appearance.
If I had to, I could punch a grizzly in the face.
Could you?
Yeah.
Rip your arm off and stick it up your jacksie.
It would have to be chained up and drugged. But if I had, if that situation prevailed, there was a chained up, drugged grizzly bear in front of me that I had to punch. Man alive, I would totally punch that bear. Yeah, I would do it.
You would punch the bear.
Yeah. If I had to do it, I mean,
would that scenario be?
Oh, don't! If you don't punch the bear, we're going to say bad things about you. You know, Line one, you're on the wireless.
Quiet again.
Okay, that's fine. They're just checking to see if it works. Mm-hmm, man
does work.
Alive, it works.
I think he did The Grinch. I'm just thinking of things that Gentle Ben's kid is in.
He had a really
in.
Big hit. Really big hit.
Yeah.
Richie Cunningham. But I can't think. Was the Fonz going out with the mom from Happy Days?
Oh, stop it.
I think he...
Mrs. C.
I think Fonzie was going out with Mrs. C.
No.
Thank you, Luke. Luke's glad that we like his pictures. Thank you, Luke. I certainly cannot draw... For toffee. Yeah, the Fonz was going out with Mrs. C.
Blimey.
Yeah.
What did Mr. C think?
He was having it away with Ralph Mouth. Well, you would, though, wouldn't you?
No.
Now, Josh is going to get a fine example in the excellent, almost dead skill of back counting. We're back tomorrow at 10. Till then, ta-ta.
Brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.